This is WTAW, College Station Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Its goal is to get to the bottom of what went wrong in Libya. An independent review board has some answers now in a new report that Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson details live in Washington.
The official inquiry cites what it calls real confusion in Washington and in the field over who had the responsibility and the power to make decisions over security at U.S. facilities in Benghazi. It says leadership and management at two offices at the State Department was deficient. The report says there was little understanding of the militias at work in Benghazi and the threats they posed, and that led to security that was grossly inadequate to deal with the September 11th attacks that killed Ambassador Chris Stevens and three other Americans. Dave?
Rich, three more murdered little children when we laid to rest in Connecticut today, along with a teacher called a hero. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Newtown.
Victoria Soto, who has been hailed as a hero for shielding the students in her classroom, will be laid to rest in her hometown of Stratford, Connecticut today. Many mourners expect to be wearing scarves and ribbons in green, her favorite color. Her favorite holiday was Christmas. She hurried those children into a closet to protect them from gunman Adam Lanza. Some survived, many did not. There will be three more funerals today as well for three more children. Dave?
Courtney, there is a lot of talk about gun control now.
The White House says that President Obama and Vice President Biden will both come to the press briefing room to announce that the Vice President will oversee efforts to come up with new gun control policies. Aides caution that no major policy announcement is expected, just details about the administration's decision-making process.
That's Fox News Radio's Steve Knight. The NRA has broken its post-massacre silence, saying it's saddened and shocked, but adds,
you look at Connecticut, and they are number five when it comes to the strictest gun laws in the country.
The NRA's Jenny Simone, a former security guard in California, being held without bail, accused of firing 54 gunshots outside a mall in Newport Beach. A mother and her four-year-old daughter were injured falling down trying to flee, so he's charged with assault. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Weeknights, if you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save.
When you wonder why we're so committed to the community, remember we're the only locally owned media in BCS, and we think it matters. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway. Eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway restaurants, so we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs, the cold cut combo or meatball marinara. That's right, the crowd-pleasing cold cut combo or meatball marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub, only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing, so get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway, eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only, plus tax for applicable prices. Higher rental, less than Hawaii. Additional charges for.
Merry Christmas, Brazos Valley. Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle. Well, the time is now. 2012s, they gotta go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Why is a Home Depot gift card the perfect stocking stuffer? Well, a new deck won't fit under the tree, at least not the Christmas tree, and a bathroom update is so hard to wrap. But choose any gift card from the Home Depot's Creative Collection, and it can be whatever any doer on your list wants it to be. Give the gift of doing this year with a little pocket-sized power. A gift card from the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
This is Tony Morelos with W.E. Gibson Insurance. Many of you have noticed the recent construction on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station. Well, that's the new location of W.E. Gibson Insurance. Our agency has experienced tremendous growth, so we have moved to this new location in order to enhance our ability to better serve our many present and future personal and commercial insurance customers. So remember, we are no longer in the Kroger Center on Rock Prairie. We are now just down the street at the corner of Longmire and Deacon. If you're in the market for auto, home, business insurance, or any other type of insurance, come see W.E. Gibson Insurance at our new location on the corner of Longmire and Deacon in College Station, or visit our website at wegibson.com. We are a trusted choice independent insurance agency representing over 45 insurance companies, and we have been serving the insurance needs of the Brazos Valley for over 130 years. If you can't come by our new offices, then give us a call at 694-1555.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the pool store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The pool store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the pool store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
WTOW News Time is 6:06. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Blue Baker, voted best sandwich shop, bakery, cookie, and food delivery in the Brazos Valley. Enjoy taste baked from scratch at Blue Baker. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Police responded at around 3 a.m. this morning to a fatal one-vehicle crash in Grimes County on State Highway 30 east of FM 2620, just west of the Walker County line. The cause is still under investigation. College Station police received a report early yesterday morning of an armed robbery in the parking lot by Western Beverages on Longmire, south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The 19-year-old victim says he was approached by a man who pointed a gun at him and demanded his property. The thief left with an undisclosed amount of cash. The victim was not hurt. Suspect description information is available online at WTAW.com. With the Speaker of the House race coming up, new District 12 Representative Kyle Cassell says he backs Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss. Cassell says that after holding several town hall meetings, he feels Strauss best represents the wishes of his counties.
Right now, I think Speaker Strauss has the votes, and my job is to represent my district, and to do that best, I need to be on that team, and I have confidence in Speaker Strauss. He had a very conservative session. He has Texas' best interest at heart, and that's what I'm here to do, is I've got to represent three counties between McLennan and Brazos, Falls, Robertson, and Limestone, that have had different representation for the last three sessions.
Cassell says only 15% are against the current speaker, and Strauss will run opposite David Simpson of Longview next month. As College Station grows, City Council must focus not only on new development, but also on improving infrastructure in older areas. Place 4 Councilman and former Planning and Zoning Chairman John Nichols says he's not in favor of extraneous fees unless they can be justified, but supports fees that are a form of investment.
That's a very legitimate approach, is thinking about the ratepayers contributing the resources that it takes to build out the infrastructure to serve themselves. Bonding is absolutely necessary for major extensions and improvements in that, but the ongoing operations and the replacement and of the aging infrastructure, we try to do as much of that as we can out of the rate-paying structures.
As an example, Nichols cites rate increases and improvements in water, wastewater plans, and new sewer lines as the results of conscientious, forward-thinking planning. The drought of 2011 meant voluntary water restrictions for the 6,500 customers of the Welborn Utility District, and a renewed drought may result in that action next summer. District Manager Stephen Cast is monitoring action taken by state officials.
I think all water consumers need to be careful and to conserve water and make an effort to not waste it. It is a precious resource and it is limited, And as the state grows, we're gonna need every drop of it. So just something to be conscious of.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has sent letters to junior waterholders in the Brazos River Basin that their rights may be decreased or suspended if they don't conserve. The basin includes the source of about half the Welborn District's water, which originates at Lake Limestone and flows down the Navasota River to southern Brazos County. The Welborn District is among those exempted from the TCEQ directive. The City of Bryan is recruiting volunteers. Assistant City Secretary Cynthia Bowman says there are opportunities to participate in the Volunteer Bryan program.
And we've actually placed hundreds of volunteers over the last 6 years. And we actually have one person who's still volunteering with us at the library since the beginning of the program. She really enjoys volunteering there, and we really appreciate everything she's doing there.
You can learn more about what's available by going to the Volunteer Bryan link on the city's website, which is bryantx.gov. The A&M football team isn't the only local group making a bowl appearance. Before the Aggies learned they were headed to the Cotton Bowl, the Rudder High School Rangerettes drill team accepted an invitation to perform during pregame and halftime activities.
My girls got really excited that we would get to go do something that so many of our hometown people would be there and get to see them perform in such a large setting with other teams.
Head coach Annette Holmes says the entire team will be leaving January 2nd and join several other high schools. The day after the Cotton Bowl, look for a Consolidated High School senior on the field.
Jehoon Rue, he will perform at halftime of the U.S. Army All-American Bowl game, which is held in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio.
CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says 125 seniors make up the band and color guard performing at halftime of the January 5th game. WTAW News Time is 6:11. It's 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Blue Baker. We'll have more news for you at 6:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32 horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38 horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast at 6:13. It's brought to you this morning by Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
One more mild December day, and then a cold front will sweep across the area tonight, bring cooler temperatures in for tomorrow and for Friday. We'll see lots of cloudiness for today. We may even see a shower before the day is over, 75. Any showers that do pop up, they'll end tonight. It'll become partly cloudy, 40 to 45. Mostly sunny, the story for tomorrow, highs 55 to 60. Clear tomorrow night, 25 to 30, and it's sunny near 60 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Men's hoops back in the win column last night at Reed Arena. The winning is just unprecedented here in Aggieland. Remarkable. More awards for A&M football. And there's a new professional team here in the Brazos Valley as well. We'll share that with you coming up at 6:50.
Do we get to guess the sport, what it would be, what sport it would be?
You can if you want.
I don't know, football?
Nope. It's actually kind of interesting. It's an international rules basketball.
Oh, you mean like it's got a different three-point line and the lane's wider at the base and they have referees who don't speak English?
No, they all yell in different languages.
Yeah, really.
And timeouts are taken differently.
Yeah, coaches in that league would probably be interesting, right? You have to maybe like put a little placard on your uniform as to what language you speak, right?
This one in particular speaks English.
Oh, okay, there you go.
This kind of English. I'm not exaggerating by much.
Like that, okay. So Sheriff Lou Caputo hands out onions instead of traffic citations to motorists who violate the old speed limit outside the elementary school in Marathon,
Florida.
Yay!
Yep. As long as it's by no more than 5 miles an hour. Dressed as the Christmas Grinch. That's when Sheriff Lou headed out with about 10 of the tear-provoking vegetables. Oh, I know. The onion board has to be happy about that.
Oh, they love it.
Handed them out on Monday. He wore his Grinch costume and has been doing so nearly every holiday season since seeing actor Jim Carrey in the 2000 movie of the same name. The radar gun-wielding Grinch on hand to provide a lighthearted reminder for drivers to slow down.
It's like almost tempting to speed there. If you want to get an onion
from
the
Grinch.
Hey,
I'd like to get a free onion if at all possible. Yes.
We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us.
Yeah.
We're not happy you're near.
Yep.
You drive everybody crazy. You're hopelessly fat and lazy. You're constantly in the way here. So pack up your gear.
Yeah.
You're beating your face. You're taking up space. We wish you were living with us. We're not happy you're here.
Where's the refrigerator?
Correct us if we're mistaken, but those are long distance calls you're making. How long do you plan on taking advantage of us?
Hey,
we wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. We wish you were living with us. Get out of town.
Now!
Yeah.
Wow. The only thing they left off was you're taking up all the bathroom time.
Well, that too.
Good morning meeting. We're going to have a great time together. We got a lot of info.
Information.
How many parents are saying that to their children who've just graduated from college, right? Think about that.
Yes.
That reality thing.
Yeah.
Spend this time with us. It's going to be a good morning.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Find out traditional definitions of the Christmas season, the origins of many of our Christmas customs, and what makes them so special. Keep listening for the Customs of Christmas, brought to you three times daily by Galleria Day Spa. Voted best of the Brazos for 7 years and counting, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There goes 617. That's us, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Only six shopping days until Christmas, but it's okay because it's 2 days to the end of the world, if you care. Oh, by the way, this is the first. I should have gotten the audio. It was on this date back in 1985 that they played that commercial. I fall and I can't get up.
Remember, oh, my
goodness.
The
little life alert thing?
Yeah, we've all
1985,
it.
That's when that happened. All right, what do you got for birthdays here?
Jake Gyllenhaal is 32 years old today.
Okay.
Alyssa Milano is 40.
The big 4-0, huh?
Yeah. Tyson Beckford is 42.
Mm-hmm.
Christy Swanson is 43. For her claim to fame is, "Dude, Where's My Car?"
Oh, of course.
She was in a bunch of other stuff.
Sure. I knew that. "Dude, Where's My Car?" Yeah.
Mind Freak guy, Chris Angel, which it's just disturbing watching him, is 45. Robert McNaughton is 46 years old. He was in E.T.
Oh, was he?
Okay. He was Elliot's older brother.
Oh, of course.
Jennifer Beals is 49.
Flashdance?
L word and Flashdance. Yeah,
Flashdance was first. Yeah. Long time ago. Yeah.
Mike Lukeland.
I think it's Lookaland.
It could be. He's 52.
Yeah, it's Lookaland.
I've got a little smudge on here. I think you may be right. He's from the Brady Bunch.
Mm-hmm.
Kevin McHale, Boston Celtics, and now working at Houston.
He is.
A little bit. Is 55. Tim Reed, Venus Flytrap on WKRP, is 68.
Oh, yeah?
Yep. Alvin Lee.
Yeah, 10 years after.
68 years old. One of my very favorites and like the best band I've ever seen live, Earth, Wind, and Fire. Huh? The guy that started that, Maurice White, 71 years old.
Now, which is he Earth or Wind or Fire? Do you know?
I don't know.
Yeah, I know.
Cecily Tyson is 79. And Little Jimmy Dickens, all 4 foot
11. Get out of here. Really?
4 foot 11 of them is 92 years old.
Wow.
Today.
You know, before y'all came to work here, we thought that he probably had a second career. If they ever did Phantom of the Opry, he could play the Phantom. You know,
I love it.
Little guy coming out, you know, Got that cape thing happening. It's dragging about 2 feet behind him. Yeah.
Your morning cup of Sean. This is the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
Speaker Boehner, you were not elected to go to the White House, sit down alone with this president, and negotiate on his terms. You were elected on a set of very principled ideas and ideals. The country is headed for a real fiscal cliff. We are stealing from future generations. This is generational theft. You need to look the president in the eye and say, Mr. President, I cannot in good conscience give you a blank check for longer than 3 months, period. Mr. President, I am not going to hurt the economy, and I'm not going to be part of generational theft. And if you want to work with me to get our budget in balance, you come let me know. In the meantime, I'm going to ensure that every American doesn't see their tax rates going up.
Join Sean later today right here on the Sean Hannity Show.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What's your New Year's resolution? If your answer involves getting your finances in order, why wait till the new year? That's a resolution that deserves your attention today. Hey everybody, Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. A great way to shape up your finances for the new year is our exclusive Yorgage. A Quicken Loans Yorgage is better than a traditional mortgage because it's a fixed rate home loan that allows you to select a term that's best for your budget, anywhere from 8 to 30 years. Our 8,000 plus team members are dedicated to guiding you to the best mortgage decision with certainty. The rate today on an 8-year fixed Yorgage is an incredible 2.75%, APR 3.43%. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Call Quicken Loans right now at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power and Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for additional cost information. Other restrictions may apply. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is Chuck Morrow. When Suzanne and I decided to grow our business in Bryan-College Station, we knew it was the right decision. This is the kind of place where the quality of life gets better every day. That's why it's so important to support our businesses that are based right here. By choosing to stay local, you help to improve our basic services and allow local companies to support nonprofits. Broadcasting and Brazos Valley Floor and Design Center remind you, shop local. It's where the jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
A possible signal of better days ahead. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. An often overlooked index from a trade group suggests improvement may be at hand in several sectors of the economy. The Agriculture Billings Index is at a 5-year high. The chief economist with the American Institute for Architects says much of the recent rise reflects improvements in the housing market. A jump in architecture billings can also be a leading indicator of future construction activity that will generate jobs for engineers, contractors, and tradesmen. A ratings firm sent a warning to Washington. Fitch says there would be an increased likelihood of it lowering the United States credit rating from the current AAA if there's no deal on the fiscal cliff. Time Warner Cable has begun to make good on its threat to eliminate channels that cost too much relative to the number of viewers they attract. The first to go will be the arts TV channel Ovation. It will be removed from the lineup at the end of the year. Stock market futures pointing higher this morning. I'm Jeff Bellinger with the Dow Jones Money Report.
How would you like to spend less time searching for new prospects for your business and more time selling? If you want to crush your sales quota for the end of this year and get a head start on 2013, then Hoover's has a special free offer just for you. Hoover's has the business contact names, business email addresses, and phone numbers to key decision makers at the companies you want most as clients. You can build a targeted B2B prospect list that will jumpstart your sales with just a few clicks. Hoover's is so confident you will be amazed at what this tool can do for your bottom line that they want to offer you 50 free B2B leads plus a 24-hour free trial. That's right. If you own or manage a business or sales team, get the competitive edge you need. Try it all for free. Just call 800-645-0338. That's 800-645-0338. Don't miss out. Call now. 800-645-0338. 800-645-0338.
What do you want for Christmas, Santa?
Can I have meatball?
No.
Well, can I get a truck from Team of Navasota?
Hey, Santa, how about a new Ram 1500 from Team Dodge for $10,000 off? Or get a new heavy duty for $12,000 off? And we've got 0% interest. If you have any questions about buying a vehicle, just go to our website, teamofnavasota.com, and click on Ask Mike.
Team of Navasota.
Where you always get a nice price.
Ho, ho, ho.
Aggie owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualification and more information.
Family, friends, community. These are the ties that bind us together, the ties that make up our lives. Around here, these ties are stronger than ever, because around here, these ties are made of cotton. Those who grow cotton, who live this life, understand better than anyone how one little fiber can bind stronger than any chain. Fibermax Seed from Bayer Crop Science is proud to be part of this life, the good life, which is why Fibermax continues to improve yields and fiber quality, ensuring the good life is there for the next generation. With varieties like FM 1944 GLB2, with excellent fiber quality and remarkable yield potential, plus traits like Glytol and Liberty Link for double herbicide tolerance and traits for insect protection. Because with Fibermax, it's all about making the good life even better. Fibermax, official seed of the good life. Learn more at Fibermax.com. Always read and follow label instructions.
Hey, good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Brazos Valley Recycling. Think globally, act locally with Brazos Valley Recycling. Check them out today at BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Wow. Hold on to your hats. Here we go. High temperature today will be 78 degrees. It's actually warmer than that, I think, yesterday, so we'll see. Anyhow, then it'll get breezy. We'll have winds about 15 to 20 miles an hour, gusting up to 25. Tonight, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms before midnight. Mostly cloudy, and we'll go down to about 48, and winds could get up to 35 miles an hour tonight. Then tomorrow, sunny, a high temperature of 53, and again, windy, and they'll be out of the north, 15 to 25, and gusts up to 30. That's for Thursday. And then Thursday night should have a freeze, about 29, but the winds will lay down a little bit. Then we're only up to 58 on Friday, back up to around 60 on Saturday, and 71 again on Sunday. So, got a little dip in the temps just for a short time. Right now, wind speed is, we're out of the south at 13 miles an hour, 93% relative humidity. Got some overcast out there, and it's 67.
Just because your boss offers you a promotion doesn't mean you should take it. In fact, it could be the worst thing you've ever done. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Shaquille O'Neal for Icy Hot.
If you've got pain, you need the patch.
The Icy Hot Patch. Powerful, targeted, fast-acting pain relief that stays put without the mess. Icy to dull the pain, hot to relax it away. In a variety of sizes, from back, shoulders, knees, even arthritis. So you're covered whenever and wherever you hurt. Stop pain right at the source with Icy Hot Patches.
Pain's no match for the Icy Hot Patch.
For temporary topical pain relief, use only as directed.
If you have too much credit card debt, there is help. Family Financial Education Foundation is a nonprofit agency that has helped thousands of people get out of debt. They'll negotiate with your creditors and get you lower interest rates, lower payments, and stop the collection calls. They're nonprofit, so they're here to help you, not gouge you. Call now 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. 888-789-4173. Not available in all states.
If you're really good at your job, the path is to get promoted into management. And that's where so many people fail.
I can't tell you how many good people who were good at their jobs I've seen get blown out of organizations when they're thrown into management leadership roles and don't do well.
Erica Anderson, author of the book Leading So People Will Follow, says often, for example, a top salesperson will become the sales manager.
And some people, they should be fabulous salespeople until the day they retire, because that's what they're really great at. And they'll be, you know, mediocre leaders at best. Same with teachers. You know, teachers who get promoted into administration jobs, and they adored showing up in the classroom every day, and they hate leading a school.
There is this assumption that we ought to want to, and it's expected that we move up the ladder.
I mean, if I'm a really wonderful engineer or salesperson or scientist or librarian, party on. Do that. Do the thing that you love and that you're great at.
Before people move up into management positions, they need to know if they, A, really want to, and B, have the skills to do it.
There's a direct correlation to productivity, to employee engagement, to customer satisfaction. You know, if you have better managers and leaders in your organization's going to do better. There's all the data shows that. And then we still keep doing this. Just keep throwing people into the deep end of the pool and hoping they don't die.
Tomorrow, what it takes to be a good leader. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's something you should know.
Hello, thank you for calling Toyota. Toyota-thon is on. Biggest sales event of the year. This is Jan. How can I help you?
Tornado love!
Excuse me?
Am I the ninth caller?
Sir, this is your local Toyota dealership. You've called during Toyota-thon.
Okay. So this isn't the radio station?
Nope. This is Toyota-thon, the longest-running sales event out there. 34 years now.
Okay, so I'm also guessing I didn't win tickets to the Cheese Monkeys.
No, sorry. But here's something that will be music to your ears. There's no better time than Toyota-thon to save money on a reliable and dependable Toyota.
Wow, I like the idea of saving money.
And?
It is music to my ears.
And?
And, I wouldn't have to call radio stations to win concert tickets.
You catch on fast.
Toyota-thon is on, the one event you don't want to miss. Right now, you can lease a 2013 Tundra Double Cab for $289 a month for 36 months with $33.39 due at signing. Call 879-TOYOTA for details. Offers end
1-7-2013. WTAW News Time is 6:30. It's 66 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates, now at a new, larger location at 2803 Earl Rudder Freeway South. They'll offer the same personalized care you've come to expect from Drs. Eero, Riley, Vizi, Brazil, and their staff. They're part of the St. Joseph difference. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two local high schools will be represented during college football bowl season. College Station ISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says Consolidated High School senior Jae-Hun Roo is part of the band performing at the All-American Bowl in San Antonio.
They recognize the top 125 high school senior marching musicians and color guard members from across the country, so a big honor for Mr. Roo.
And the Rudder High School Rangerettes drill team is headed to the Cotton Bowl. Head coach Annette Holmes says the invitation is based on more than just their on-field performance.
Not only do they dance well, they hustle when their director tells them they do. They say their yes ma'ams when their director tells them to get in line. They are quiet when we're giving them instruction. And so the dedication part that they see, they want to give you that recognition because of that.
The team leaves January 2nd and will be on the field for pregame and halftime activities. As the name implies, the Volunteer Brian program offers you the opportunity to assist the public in a variety of areas. Assistant City Secretary Cynthia Bowman says you can contact her or go to the city's website, briantx.gov, and click on the Volunteer Brian link.
There we have a list of positions and also descriptions of each position.
Okay.
They can fill out an application if they're interested in any of those, or they can simply call me at 979-209-5002, and I'd be happy to talk to them about any position.
Bowman says the most popular spots are the libraries and the municipal golf course. A three-hour discussion at College Station's last city council meeting covered funding and growth management in the medical district. Place 4 City Councilman John Nichols says the council's job is to protect and enhance the property values of citizens and landowners, and the new tax increment financing zones will help accomplish that.
It was a very good discussion. Every councilman had questions. Every council person had an opportunity to express their views. We did not vote on the management district parts of that, but we did vote and approve the tax increment financing components. I think those are appropriate ways to address this growth and management and development of that region of the city.
Nichols says tax increment financing zones haven't been used in College Station much in the past, but if they're managed properly, they'll provide the funding up front to get the development moving. The renewed drought has prompted state officials to start restricting consumption of surface water produced in the Brazos River Basin. A letter from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality does not yet apply to municipal users that include the Welborn Utility District, but District Manager Stephen Cast says without ample rain over the winter, it could happen next summer.
The Brazos River Basin is very large, and you know the water would need to fall north of us to recharge the Lake Limestone and then the other reservoirs they have within their basin. So a lot of the recharging happens even north of Waco. So all of that area is important to the River Authority and to the river system to make sure it has adequate water for the dry months.
About half the water used by the Welborn District's 6,500 customers comes down the Navasota River from Lake Limestone. Cass says during the drought the summer before last, customers voluntarily conserved enough water to avoid mandatory cutbacks. And as part of his first session, District 12 Representative Kyle Cassell says it's important to jump right in to assist even the small communities with struggles that are important to them, especially concerning water. Cassell says the dispute over water rights is a critical issue, particularly in Cossey, Waco, and Marlin.
Our game and our program starts on January 9th. We've got to get busy to help those folks so they have water. As long as we're trying to make sure we hydrate Texas and make sure everybody has a right to water that they can afford. I mean, that's, you know, there's no question it's a commodity, but it's not a commodity that we can bend somebody over backwards. People need water.
Cassell says these first few months are an opportune time to concentrate on water problems, while questions concerning education, another major issue, are tied up in the courts. No one was hurt during an armed robbery in College Station early yesterday morning. Suspect description information is online at WTAW.com. Police say an undisclosed amount of cash was taken from a 19-year-old victim held up at gunpoint. This was in the parking lot near Western Beverages off Longmire, south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. And a single vehicle crash left a motorist dead this morning in Grimes County. The crash, which is still under investigation, took place around 3 a.m. on State Highway 30, east of FM 2620, just west of the Walker County line. WTAW News Time is 6:35 at 66 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by St. Joseph Orthopedic Associates. We'll have more news for you at 7:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
On holidays, St. Joseph Express is your answer to tackling colds, aches, pains, and cuts by getting you in, getting you seen, and on your way quick. With locations in Bryan, College Station, Brenham, and Hearn, St. Joseph Express is open early to late and on weekends and holidays with no appointment needed, seeing patients of all ages and accepting most major insurances. You'll like the doctors, like the service, and most of all, like getting seen on a holiday. St. Joseph Express, making a difference for you.
Heaven's best carpet cleaning, cleaner carpet and upholstery. Heaven's best, dry in 1 hour. If the spot returns, so do we. Heaven's best.
Call Heaven's Best now and get a $30 discount when you clean 3 rooms or more. With Heaven's Best, your carpet will stay cleaner longer and will be dry in about 1 hour. If your spot returns, so do we. Call us at 979-807-1001. That's 807-1001. Enjoy life. We'll clean it up. Heaven's Best.
Watching the game with friends? Know when to pass up that drink or pass off your keys. A message from TxDOT.
Hi, this is Joanna with Texas Rose Boutique. Have I got a Christmas bonus for you? Shop Texas Rose and get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Find the latest in trendy fashions, jewelry, and accessories. Top of the line and hard to find Tasha Polizzi apparel and Lane boots are now at Texas Rose. Grab a Texas Rose gift card or two, perfect for stocking stuffers and great friends. And remember, get a free bangle set with every $50 purchase. Texas Rose Boutique, the store within a store, next to Catalina Hatters in downtown Bryan. Happy holidays!
Christmas for Cowboys with Travis and Scott Catalina.
At Catalina Hatters, we've been making and renovating the finest quality custom-made felt hats for our customers around the corner and around the world.
We have all styles and qualities, handmade and creased professionally in our factory in downtown Bryan.
For stocking stuffers, Catalina Hatters offers a great selection of hat bands and hat accessories, even gift certificates.
Catalina Hatters, we're the working Cowboys trade. Family-owned and operated for over 30 years in historic downtown Bryan.
Merry Christmas from Catalina Hatters.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648. That's 1-888-535-1648. 1-888-535-1648.
Hey, good morning. It's 6:39. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Mostly cloudy for today with the potential for a passing shower or two, especially by late this afternoon. High temperatures today near 75. Any showers will end during the evening. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine and cooler tomorrow, 55 to 60. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be 25 to 30. Friday looks to be sunny. Highs Friday afternoon only around 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
I become an Aggie fan instantly here. Not just basketball, football, Johnny football. Maybe they'll call me Johnny Basketball. I don't know. Johnny Hoops. I like Johnny Hoops. You could write that.
That's John Fofino, the new head coach for the Brazos Valley United basketball squad. We'll find out more about what that is coming up here in just a little bit. A&M Hoops did well last night, and another AP award for an A&M football player, all here in about 12 minutes.
Yeah, it's not from around here, is he?
No.
Yeah.
Well, no, he's not.
Okay. Well, go get a cannoli. What's his last name?
Fofino.
Yeah. Paisan. All right. There you go. All right, so an independent panel is set up to that had been set up to investigate the September attacks at the consulate in Benghazi has come down hard on the State Department for lax oversight on security. Newsflash. Wow. We didn't know that. Now, here's the difference. You know, they put together this commission after the 9/11 original attack, okay, on the Twin Towers and said, y'all need to do this. And they went, yeah, okay, fine. I mean, they did Homeland Security, but there are a whole lot of things that the panel put together, which was a bipartisan panel, that they steps they still haven't taken that we know of. Now, for this part, it's interesting. They didn't single out any individual. Let's see. The State Department. Who's the head of the State Department? Clinton? Is that right? Is that her name? Used to be a senator?
Yeah,
that one? Yeah.
Yeah.
Interesting. Well, you know, but and she's not going to. She's not going to testify, you know, because she was concussed. And
right.
So because of the concussion, she, what, I can't remember, was that what she would say? That's tacky, isn't it?
Yeah, anyway. It is, but it's funny.
Yep, they've accepted all 29 recommendations. It doesn't mean they'll do anything, but they've recommended them, okay? And so to start, the department will ask Congress to transfer $1.3 billion from funds that they were going to use for operations in Iraq to help get more security. Gosh, because they were using local militias to guard the consulate. Yeah, that works out pretty well, doesn't it? Let's get a whole bunch of guys together who probably don't have regular jobs and have them lean up against the building and smoke cigarettes. That's pretty good. That's pretty good as far as militia is concerned.
Sure.
Yeah. So anyhow, we'll see what happens. Oh, but they're going to be two new bureaus. Oh, and this is shocking. Two key bureaus, the Near Eastern Affairs and the Diplomatic Security, were not coordinating their security plans. Have we ever heard that before?
No.
Two security functions within the government not sharing their information.
They talk to each other very well.
Yeah, well, so we'll see. Okay, now, by the way, I think we'll be talking to Bill Flores in about 45 minutes. Reports out of the White House saying that the CEO of American Express, that's Ken Chenault, might be joining the Obama cabinet during the second term. Now, possibly as Treasury Secretary, he is number two on that list. Number one on that list, and it's today's quiz, number one on that list, is the current White House Chief of Staff. Can you name the White House Chief of Staff? Because I couldn't until about 5 o'clock this morning.
I can't.
And the thing is, this is, I mean, you know, Andy Card is here now. Andy Card lives in College Station. He's the interim head of the Bush School. I mean, you knew who the chief of staff was. I mean, the chiefs of staff of the president's office, that's a big job. I mean, a lot of things come down on your shoulders in the management of it. And Rahm Emanuel did that. I mean, you can name chiefs of staff. So, I don't know, it might be something we'd ask Bill Flores about today. The guy's name, who's the chief of staff, is Jack Lew. All right, yeah, whatever. So is the management style different in the Obama White House than it's been in White Houses in the past, in that you don't know who that person is?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, so we'll see what that's about. Let's see if he's got anything to say about it. Then, anyway, if this guy from American Express isn't picked, then they say it could end up being he may get like Commerce Secretary or something. And then the CEO of Xerox is also reportedly under consideration for the Commerce Secretary. And what I find interesting is, if you'll remember during the campaign, Mitt Romney is absolutely demonized for being tied in with big business. And now here's this president deciding he's looking at a couple of CEOs from big business that he may put into his cabinet. So it doesn't make any difference, you know what I'm saying? Just Republican, Democrat, they all do the same. All right, how about if you want to hang in D.C. during President Obama's upcoming second inaugural thing deal? Yep, you can do that. They've got them another raffle. Remember how they did that dinner with Barack thing? The Democratic committee did this dinner with Barack. He bought like a $2 ticket, and he had a chance to win to, you know, eat with the president or something.
Yeah.
Okay. So you get to hang with the raffle, though, but here's the deal. The price has gone up to $3 or more. If you want to donate more than $3 to the DCCC, you can do that and get your name in this raffle. There's no guarantee that you'll get to meet the president, but you'll get tickets to the inauguration. Now, it says here a trip for two. What do? They hand you a real long Greyhound bus ticket and go, okay, here you go. leave today, and 4 days later, you'll be in D.C. I don't know if that's true. Yeah. Anyway, fiscal cliff, we're not going to talk about that. Oh, so Daniel Inouye passed away this week. He was the senator from Hawaii. He's 88 years old. So Democrats had to shuffle committee posts, and different things had to happen. And so now Patrick Leahy of Vermont has gotten sworn in as the president pro tem of the Senate, which puts him third in line in the presidency behind Joe Biden and John Boehner. Okay? He's the longest serving senator now. By the way, he's a deadhead.
No kidding.
He used to tour with the dead.
Get out of here.
He would travel with the dead. Is that amazing or what? That makes you feel old, doesn't it? Anyway, so he's been in office since 1975. And just for the record, so that you'll know, the line of succession, you know, if you want to like bet coffee money today on that. Okay, after the president, it's the vice president, and it's the Speaker of the House, and it's the president pro tem, and then it's the aforementioned Secretary of State. So there you go.
Interesting.
That's your presidential succession lesson for today. And let's see, 18 states have agreed under Obamacare to set up their own insurance exchanges. 32 states have decided to let the federal government do it. Now, what's interesting is of the 32 states who want nothing to do with setting up the exchanges, 8 of those are run by Democrats. I mean, they don't even trust themselves. How's that? Got to make you feel good. All right, that's enough politics. I don't know unless y'all got anything. Anything?
Not in particular.
Not I understand.
And that's the deal. And again, what they're trying to do is they're trying to get home, you know, from D.C. They're trying to get home so that they can be with their families and all that. And so, again, we'll probably talk to Bill Flores in a little while.
The only recurring thought I have about that is my mama, you know, if everybody else jumped off a cliff, would you?
The fiscal cliff?
Just any cliff.
Yeah, no, it really wouldn't, but we may not have any choice. They may just hold onto the rope, and then they jump off the edge.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking.
Yeah, we got to do that.
We're a bunch of lemmings.
Yes, we are.
I know this is a radio, so imagine with me. You walk through a door, and you see over 100 different sewing machine cabinets and sergers, over 50 different vacuums and shampooers, all kinds of fabric stabilizers, over 300 colors of thread, presser feet, quality steam irons, ironing boards, air filters, presses, every vacuum bag you can think of. Are you dead and in heaven? No, you're at the new Sovac City Direct in downtown Bryan. Sovac City Direct is 700 South Bryan Avenue, or visit our College Station location in front of HEB on Texas Avenue. Visit us online at SovacDirect.com. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For nearly 70 years, Producers Cooperative has been providing quality agricultural products and services to farmers and ranchers in the Brazos Valley. From a full line of livestock feed, seeds and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, it's all at Producers. Producers employs professionals with the expertise to provide technical assistance for your success. High performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas, north of 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
Seemed like we all get left with odd little parts of our gardens. You wonder what type of plant would be best for them. In short, you're looking for a plant hero or heroes that can turn a real landscaping dilemma into an enriching opportunity. I have some of the most common problem areas and the best plants to use in them right after this important message. The reviews are coming in. My 2013 Texas gardening calendar is going over like gangbusters. We have a few copies left. If you would like to get one of your copies of this calendar with more than 10,000 words, it'll tell you month by month all of the new year when you need to plant and prune and fertilize and spray all of the plants in your landscape and garden. It's a huge amount of information, a beautiful calendar, the prettiest one that I've published to date, and we've done 30 calendars over the years. Get my 2013 Texas gardening calendar at a one-third savings by buying it in combination with a one-year new or renewal subscription to the best regional gardening magazine in America. Neil Sperry's Gardens Magazine is written specifically for Texas. All of this for $38.95, satisfaction guaranteed. Call 1-800-752-GROW. Call today, 1-800-752-4769. So we're talking about special plants for special places. Let's start with parkway plantings. That's the space between your sidewalk and the street. Usually it's about 4 feet wide and 60 or 75 feet long. Most importantly, however, you probably don't even own it. Although it's part of your landscape, it actually belongs to your city. Anytime they desire, they can rip out your plants, put in a new water line, or widen the street. Most people think about planting some type of tree there, but that can wall off your landscape visually. Even small trees like crepe myrtles create a barricade. Maybe you're thinking about a ground cover so you won't have to edge all that turf grass, but the truth is, however, healthy, vigorous turf is probably the best solution, easiest to maintain. So what do you do if you have a fire plug or utility pole? If it's in a part of the landscape where a grouping of shrubs could be planted in front of it, that would be satisfactory. Just don't do anything to glamorize it. Don't make a flower bed around it. Don't plant vines to grow on it. There are certain elements of modern-day living that just don't look good, and yet our eyes get used to seeing them. Narrow spaces between houses. What can you do with a landscape that's 8 feet wide and 30 feet long? Well, for one thing, that's the place to use small trees. Group crepe myrtles there or plant a yaupon holly cluster. If there's a fence, plant an attractive vine to spill down it. If there's a side door, develop some intimate little landscaping along the stone walk. Plant the herbs there. And feature lots of small flowering plants. If it's adjacent to the kitchen, consider a small breakfast courtyard. It really can be charming. How about alleyway gardens behind the rear fence? This is another place where you have 20 or 30 inches of depth and 60 feet of width. Now, you have passersby who will steal any vegetables or fruit you try to grow there, so those are off limits. Best choice, grow a vine on the outside of the fence. It will climb to the top and then spill over into your yard. You can water it from the yard side. Things like Carolina jessamine, Confederate star jasmine, antique climbing roses, including Lady Banksy and coral honeysuckle are all examples. How about heavily shaded parts of your landscape? These are the most common question I get, and I always tell people, if you're not getting 4 hours of sunlight, you're not going to find any grass that will grow there. Please hear me. And so often they just stand there and argue with me, well, yeah, but I this or that. I think you need to go to a ground cover like Mondo grass, which is not a true grass, or you could use purple winter creeper euonymus, or you could use Asian jasmine in the shade. But it isn't going to be grass. I'm Neil Sperry. Facts that change the way you garden in our next Plant Talk Texas. Until then, happy gardening.
Good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports. It is 6:52. Not that this comes as any surprise to anybody in Aggieland, but Johnny Football picked up yet another major award of his spectacular debut season. He was voted the Associated Press Player of the Year. As with the Heisman Trophy and Davey O'Brien Award Manziel already won, he is the first freshman to collect the AP Award. Manziel's 31 votes were more than twice that of second-place finisher Manti Te'o from Notre Dame. He is the third straight Heisman winner to receive the honor, following Robert Griffin III and Cam Newton. Moving now to the hardwood at Reed Arena last night, Fabian Harris scored 17 points and combined with Elston Turner to go 7-for-11 behind the three-point stripe as A&M eased past A&M Corpus Christi 66-54. Over the past several games, less the OU game over the weekend, the Aggs have been pretty hot behind the three-point stripe. Here's Elston Turner explaining why.
Like I said, we were moving the ball, setting screens, you know, and when you do that, you know, when you make the defense work, you know, on the second, third side, gets down to the shot clock, running out, you know, the defense gets tired and, you know, it's pretty much the defensive lapses and, you know, my teammates did a good job of finding me and I also did a good shot, good job of hitting shots tonight as well.
Since we're talking hoops, at a press conference yesterday, the newest team in the Brazos Valley was announced. They're called the Twin City United. It's a minor league team, sort of. It's basketball, but it's the first American professional basketball league to play with FIBA rules. FIBA, F-I-B-A, is the International Basketball Federation. The American Basketball League, the ABL, is where you'll find the United team, and the goal for most minor league teams is to put players into the pros. In this case, they're trying to put players in overseas leagues to become professionals that way. Austin Pooley is the owner, and he announced his new head coach at Al Academy, which is where the team will play its home games. The new coach, and I believe I said this wrong earlier, and I apologize. The new head coach is John Cofino, and here's the timeline for the new team.
We're going to get started January 10th with vet camp, probably bring around 20 guys in, then make some cuts to the final number, and then start training camp, and our first game is the 20th in Laredo. You know, our first home game here is the 25th, and then we play on the 27th. So we're looking to get the community involved.
First players on the team, former A&M grad assistant and A&M player Dominique Kirk. He's a defensive guard. And defensive guard also Othello Anthony. He is from Calvert, and he played for Sam Houston. Since we're talking NBA still, or since we're talking basketball still, we'll move to the NBA. The Spurs whittled down a 15-point fourth-quarter deficit to 3 before falling to Denver last night, 112-106. O.J. Mayo scored 26 points, and Chris Kaman added 20 last night. Dallas ran over the 76ers, 107-100. A judge has ordered Dallas Cowboys nose tackle Josh Brent to wear an electronic monitor while the free agent is out on intoxicated manslaughter charges in a car crash that killed a teammate. A judge yesterday also lowered Brent's bond from $500,000 to $100,000. Brent is charged in the death of the Cowboys practice squad member Jerry Brown. Here's Cowboys coach Jason Garrett on how his team has responded to the tragedy.
The response has always been, we're together in this. We're going to get through this together. We're going to pick each other up.
Speaking of picking each other up, the New York Jets need to do just that, and I don't know if Rex Ryan helped or not. The first part of his change was the bench's quarterback, Mark Sanchez. The second part, the bombshell, came yesterday. Instead of promoting Tim Tebow, Ryan named third-string quarterback Greg McElroy, who had been inactive in all but one game this season. He'll start Sunday against the San Diego Chargers. Leave it to the Jets to turn a quarterback change into a multiple-choice controversy. Tebow has already said if he doesn't start this weekend, he will be asking for a trade. That's your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, still the biggest and still voted the best. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring. Now is the time to update your flooring for your fall football and holiday guests. Simply visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildfire Drive in Bryan or call 776-2800, that's 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Norma G Tractor, zero down payment, zero interest for 60 months. Norma G Tractor, zero payments until April 2013. Buy your new tractor now at Norma G Tractor and get the best prices, more horsepower, the largest rebates, zero interest, and lower monthly payments on all new Kubota tractors, the best-selling, most popular compact tractor on earth. Norma G Tractor has a new Kubota L3200 DT four-wheel drive 32-horsepower tractor with power steering, Kubota front-end loader, 5-foot pasture shredder, 5-foot box blade for only $16,195 or payments as low as $222 per month. Or how about an LD3800 DT 38-horsepower four-wheel drive Kubota tractor with 5-foot shredder and 5-foot box blade for just $17,745 or $242 per month? All Kubota tractors come with a 3-year warranty, and your trade-in's welcome. For the largest selection and guaranteed best price, prices on all your Kubota tractor and utility vehicle needs, come to Norma G Tractor, Highway 39 at OSR in Norma G, Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor. Nobody.
Hi, I'm Jackie Flagg, the owner of Jackie's Toys and Books. When you shop locally for your children, it's more than a business boost for local stores. It helps us put money back into the community by supporting local charities. Here at Jackie's, we support Voices for Children and the Brazos Animal Shelter. We also provide jobs for college students who are our future teachers. So before you shop online or shop out of town, remember to shop locally. It's where our jobs are.
Brought to you by Bryan Broadcasting and the Bryan College Station Chamber of Commerce.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan Pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now through January, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, so shop their unique Texas products produced right here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop Royalty Pecan.
Douglas Jewelers is going out of business. After 48 years of proudly serving our customers of College Station and surrounding communities, Ronnie and Sandy Arrington are retiring. We'll celebrate this milestone with our entire inventory of fine diamonds, precious gemstones, and more being discounted up to 70% off. Shop early for the holidays at Douglas Jewelers and take advantage of these unbelievable savings on all fine jewelry. Save up to 70% off at Douglas Jewelers going out of business sale, 1501 University Drive East and College Station.
When it comes to dry cleaning, you want convenience. Hallmark Cleaners is right around the corner with three BCS locations: South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. You want a fast turnaround. Hallmark Cleaners offers drive-through and same-day in-by-nine out-after-five service. You want quality processing for your clothes with competitive pricing. Trust the professionals at Hallmark Cleaners, serving the Brazos Valley with complete dry cleaning, laundry, and alterations for over 20 years.
Right now, 67 WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's not easy coping in Connecticut.
Ever since this happened, I see my kids at the bus stop. I always hold hands. And I can't let them go.
Today, there are more funerals. Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley live in Newtown.
There will be three more funerals for three more murdered children today, as well as the first funeral for a teacher from Sandy Hook Elementary being hailed as a hero. Victoria Soto will be laid to rest in her hometown of Stratford, Connecticut. She shielded her students from gunman Adam Lanza by hurrying them into a closet. Some survived, but many did not. Many mourners expected to wear ribbons and scarves in green, her favorite color. Dave?
Courtney, in the renewed push for more gun control, Vice President Biden is going to lead the White House effort for policy changes. The NRA had been quiet since the massacre, not anymore.
The National Rifle Association of America, the statement said, is made up of 4 million moms and dads, sons and daughters, and we were shocked, saddened, and heartbroken.
Fox's James Rosen. The NRA adds Connecticut had the fifth strictest gun laws in the country. The Independent Review Board, though it's been set up to investigate the deadly attack in Libya, has some answers on what went wrong. Fox News Radio's Rich Johnson live in Washington.
Well, deficient management, real confusion over responsibility and power, systematic failures of leadership. Some of the phrases used to describe the circumstances that contributed to the situation that cost the lives of the U.S. ambassador to Libya and three other Americans this past September 11th. The report questions the adequacy of security at U.S. missions around the globe, not just in Libya. And Dave, it could redraw the line between protecting American diplomats overseas and giving them enough freedom to do their jobs.
Rich, a Utah boy, goes to court today to face charges for bringing a gun to school. The sixth grader says it was for self-defense after the Newtown massacre. Other kids say he threatened them. So who's the person of the year? Time magazine has made its choice. President Obama. Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples. That was easy.
In-store only. Ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks. Subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks. Limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible. Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Let me see if I can help you with this. Kids get of an age where, you know, anything you get them, it's tough for them to get excited about, because if it's just money or a gift card, well, I mean, they like that, but there's some thought involved in giving them something other than that, and I mentioned that to say classic collision and restoration may be an answer. If you've got a kiddo in your home who is vehicle-centric, I mean, it matters a lot to them, You know, they do auto restoration work inside and outside at Classic Collision and Restoration. If there's some work that needs to be done or a paint job that you want to do or pinstriping or some other sort of an accent for that vehicle, Classic Collision and Restoration can do that for you. And they've been doing upholstery work for their customers for a long time, and now they do that for anybody, whether you're doing outside body work or not. They'll also do work as far as upholstery is concerned, and that can be some sort of a custom tonneau cover, for instance, or some sort of custom upholstery. If you want to convert to leather upholstery, you can do that. Maybe a new headliner, just some basic stuff needs to be done. Classic can do that for you as well. Give Doug a call, 779-8399. Tell him that's kind of what you're thinking about, and he'll be glad to give you some ideas, if give him some information on the vehicle and what you might like to do. Again, it's 779-8399. You can find him on Facebook as well. It's Classic Collision and Restoration.
Here's David Schulte talking about why they are experts in roofing.
I would consider our roofing specialists experts in the field. And the way that you become an expert is through two things. Number one is through education. We are continually doing monthly continuing education with industry standards, techniques, installation procedures, product updates. And two is through experience. I think experience gets you peace of mind knowing that the roof is done properly the first time. And experience gets you, if it's not and there is a problem, then we have the experience to go back and troubleshoot it and find out what the problem is.
We're definitely better than the other guys. I think what makes us different is the fact that there's integrity in what we do. The fact that if somebody knows that if they were to have a problem, we're going to be there to honor it.
Hi, I'm Brian Windham.
And I'm Allison Windham.
And we're Windham Construction.
Have you ever heard, "Mom, the game is almost on. Can the team come over to watch?" Or what about, "Mom, can my roommates come stay for break?" Or maybe you just need additional space for a loved one to come live with you. Whether you need to make changes for physical challenges or room for guests, remodeling can help you achieve the best scenario for your home. The holidays are approaching. Call us and let us help you find solutions today. Windham Construction, 324-8596.
WTOW News time is 7:05. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Zwirnum and Flooring. Call 776-2800 for your every flooring need. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Police responded at around 3 this morning to a fatal one-vehicle crash in Grimes County on State Highway 30 east of FM 2620, just west of the Walker County line. The cause is still under investigation. College Station police received a report early yesterday morning of an armed robbery in the parking lot by Western Beverages on Longmire, south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The 19-year-old victim says he was approached by a man who pointed a gun at him and demanded his property. The thief left with an undisclosed amount of cash. The victim was not hurt. Suspect description information is available online at WTW.com. With the Speaker of the House race coming up, new District 12 Representative Kyle Cassell says he backs Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss. Cassell says that after holding several town hall meetings, he feels Strauss best represents the wishes of his counties.
Right now, I think Speaker Strauss has the votes, and my job is to represent my district, and to do that best, I need to be on that team, and I have confidence in Speaker Strauss. He had a very conservative session. He has Texas' best interest at heart, and that's what I'm here to do. Is I've got to represent three counties between McLennan and Brazos, Falls, Robertson, and Limestone, that have had different representation for the last three sessions.
Cassell says only 15% are against the current speaker, and Strauss will run opposite David Simpson of Longview next month. As College Station grows, City Council must focus not only on new development, but also on improving infrastructure in older areas. Place 4 Councilman and former Planning and Zoning Chairman John Nichols says he's not in favor of extraneous fees unless they can be justified, but supports fees that are a form of investment.
That's a very legitimate approach, is thinking about the ratepayers contributing the resources that it takes to build out the infrastructure to serve themselves. Bonding is absolutely necessary for major extensions and improvements in that, but the ongoing operations and the replacement and of the aging infrastructure, we try to do as much of that as we can out of the rate-paying structures.
As an example, Nichols cites rate increases and improvements in water, wastewater plans, and new sewer lines as the results of conscientious, forward-thinking planning. The drought of 2011 meant voluntary water restrictions for the 6,500 customers of the Wellborn Utility District, and a renewed drought may result in that action next summer. District Manager Stephen Cast is monitoring action taken by state officials.
I think all water consumers need to be careful and to conserve water and make an effort to not waste it. It is a precious resource and it is limited. And as the state grows, we're gonna need every drop of it. So just something to be conscious of.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has sent letters to junior water holders in the Brazos River Basin that their rights may be decreased or suspended if they don't conserve. The basin includes the source of about half the Wellborn District's water, which originates at Lake Limestone and flows down the Navasota River to southern Brazos County. The Wellborn District is among those exempted from the TCEQ directive. The City of Bryan is recruiting volunteers, and Assistant City Secretary Cynthia Bowman says there are lots of opportunities to participate in the Volunteer Bryan program.
And we've actually placed hundreds of volunteers over the last 6 years, and we actually have one person who's still volunteering with us at the library since the beginning of the program. She really enjoys volunteering there, and we really appreciate everything she's doing there.
You can learn more about what's available by going to the Volunteer Bryan link on the city's website, bryantx.gov. The A&M football team isn't the only local group making a bowl appearance. Before the Aggies learned they were headed to the Cotton Bowl, the Rudder High School Rangerettes drill team accepted an invitation to perform during pregame and halftime activities.
My girls got really excited that we would get to go do something that so many of our hometown people would be there and get to see them perform in such a large setting with other teams.
Head coach Annette Holmes says the entire team will be leaving January 2nd and join several other high schools. Meanwhile, the day after the Cotton Bowl, look for a Consolidated High School senior on the field.
Jehoon Rue, he will perform at halftime of the U.S. Army All-American Bowl game, which is held in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio.
CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says 125 seniors make up the band and color guard performing at halftime of the January 5th game. WTOW News Time is 7:10. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Swerneman Flooring. We'll have more news for you at 7:30, or you can find it anytime online at WTOW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
As a proud supporter of Texas A&M Athletics and your local friends and neighbors in this community, Zorneman Flooring takes pride in providing you our very best price, service, selection, and installation that will have you calling us back time and time again. Hi, this is Leah Hamm with Zorneman Flooring, encouraging you to visit our brand new showroom at 2700 Wildflower Drive in Bryan. Other flooring stores promise a better selection at the best price, but if you don't shop around, how will you know? Call 776-2800 for Zorneman Flooring today.
Spirit of Texas Bank is designed with a small business owner in mind. A locally owned, Aggie-operated private bank with locations in the Brazos Valley and surrounding counties. Spirit of Texas Bank understands the critical needs of the small business owner for cash flow, replacement of inventory, meeting payroll, and expansion. They provide the small business owner with the capital and resources to stay and grow their business. Spirit of Texas Bank. Bankers who know small business lending. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From community and culture to giving back in annual events, the 2013 Brazos Life Annual Manual is your guide to the who, what, when, and where for the upcoming year in Bryan College Station. Whether you are planning a dinner outing with friends or wanting to learn about the newest business ventures coming to the BCS, Brazos Life is your local guide for locals new and old. To advertise in the 2013 Brazos Life Annual Manual, call Sam Jones with Bryan Broadcasting at 695-9595.
Hey, good morning. It's time for some weather. It's 7:12, brought to you by Brazos Bounty. Somebody new moves to town. They're offered information, maybe samples from businesses. Get your business there first. Be an early bird. Go to BrazosBounty.com.
Mostly cloudy for today with the potential for a passing shower or two, especially by late this afternoon. High temperatures today near 75. Any showers will end during the evening. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine and cooler tomorrow, 55 to 60. Tomorrow night clear. Lows will be 25 to 30. Friday looks to be sunny. Highs Friday afternoon only around 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor with WTAW Sports. Fabian Harris had 17 points last night, and A&M did well at Reed Arena. We'll share that with you. Also, a new professional team here in the Brazos Valley, and Johnny Football picks up yet another award, all at 750.
hear him say the low could be 25 to 30.
Yeah, I heard that.
That's what he said. That's in the city.
Yeesh.
So if you're away from the city, it may be cooler than that. Okay, it's time.
That means
for...
I got to get those pipe thingies.
Yeah, that's right. Bring your pipes in and wrap your pets. So make sure everything's okay. Or something like that, yeah. Okay, Larry the Cable Guy.
Well, I'm going to end my program tonight on stuff that everybody wants to hear, and I hope you won't hear them tonight. I had some people asking for them, so we're going to end it. We're getting close, so they're going to sing some Christmas carols for you tonight. So I hope you like these. Get a job, you bum, 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 bum.
Yeah.
Money don't grow on trees, you bum, 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 bum.
Uh-huh.
Oh, come all ye legal immigrants, come and get them green cards and learn some damn English and then how to drive.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we got one more.
You better watch out. I think she's a guy. I ain't quite sure, but something ain't right. Hillary Clinton's coming.
Oh, my gosh.
Get it in. Hey, thank you so much, everybody. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
There you go. All right. Larry the Cable Guy, 714. Not surprisingly, a new study says that for the eighth year in a row, gift cards are the most popular holiday present in U.S. America. The perception of a gift card is different, not nearly as crass a gift as that cash, you know, because you can't ever get the crisp bills anymore.
Yeah.
You know, they're just, they're not.
And it's hard to find those cards. Remember when they used to have the cards with the little cutout so you could see the face of the president?
Yep, yep.
They don't make those anymore.
No, they don't. And just, I don't remember exactly why I was doing this, but I wanted to get some cash to give somebody, okay? And I guess that's what it is. Anyway, I need to get some cash. I need to get fives and tens. Those are pretty ratty. The bank teller said those are tough to find. Is if fives and tens in good shape?
20s, they make a lot of.
You get ones, 20s, and hundreds. Those are the ones that, of course, ones get circulated so much. Of course, now so do 20s and hundreds.
Yeah.
But it used to be that, you know, you were more likely to get like a ratty-looking $100 bill. But now, I mean, they're printing those puppies up. Of course, they want to get the old ones out of circulation. You understand that. But, yeah, she said that fives to tens were hard to find. But anyway, so the perception is not nearly as bad. You buy the gift card, and then people can do whatever they want to. Many people experience anxiety in having to find the perfect gift, so they just use the gift card as a way to do that. And of course, we've all seen now you can go to the grocery store and buy a gift card for a business that's not even in town.
Yeah, which is weird.
That is very, very strange. So anyway, in fact, 7 out of 10 shoppers buy gift cards because they didn't know what to purchase. Okay, let me reread that. In fact, 7 out of 10 shoppers buy gift cards because they didn't know what else to purchase, ... and a lot of them didn't care to think about it enough. You know what I mean?
...
Yeah, just there you go. Just, yeah, okay, I'll go get one of those and everything will be fine because I'll get a gift card and they'll get to open something up and I'll feel okay. Hello.
Yeah, Scott, when you give me cash, just make sure it's hundreds.
I will. Okay. I understand. Okay. That's a wrinkled hundreds would be okay. Okay. Now, of those buying the gift cards, you know, half are doing so to avoid the item being returned. Half buy gift cards because it takes less time than actually selecting a gift. Because why would you want to do that, right? Let's stand there and look around, rock on our heels, and go, gift card. By the way, breakage is the industry term for people who own a gift card but never use it. That's break, like B-R-E-A-K, not B-R-A-K-E, but breakage. Gift card, and they never use it. These people who don't use gift cards are essentially donating money to the retailers because, I mean, they got the money and they haven't had to give you the merchandise. Half of all gift cards are used in the first month, half. After 30 days, though, the potential for breakage gets higher and higher. Now, would it surprise you if I told you 18% of people have at least one gift card more than 2 years old?
Yeah. Oh, no. Without question.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
Doesn't surprise me at all.
We go and clean the cabinet out every once in a while. And oh, look at that. Wow.
I do the same thing with coupons. I never use them. I just find them, and they're outdated.
Yeah. I tried to use one the other day, and it had been outdated for like 3 months. But, oh, that expiration. Y'all really pay attention to that, do you? Okay. So here are your top gifts, top seven gifts, because we never do 10.
Right.
Top seven gifts for Christmas. Number seven would be cash. Number six would be food and liquor.
Hey, now.
Yeah. Number five is books. I find that hard to believe, but I'm, you know,
does that
you've never been on the receiving end of books you didn't want.
Yeah. Well, no, I have, but it's been a while. But it's interesting that people give books, because then that means, of course, books can be a lot of things. Books can be picture books. Books can be coffee table
books.
That's
true.
They can be all sorts of things.
Or it could be stuff your granddad didn't want. I still remember the year I got a whole bunch of books on how to be a mime. I have no interest in miming whatsoever. He just wanted to get rid of them.
Had a lot of books, did he?
Yeah, at least seven or eight about the methods of being a good mime. Yeah.
I thought it was just stand there and don't say anything. I mean, didn't know that there was actually a study. But, and of course, books for kiddos are always good. Number four, CDs and DVDs. Probably DVDs and CDs in that order. Number three, toys and electronics. That makes sense. Number two, clothing. And again, number one, gift cards. Okay, now just to help you out a little bit more, not always easy to pick that present for folks that you love, but one lady that you need to make sure you do it right is Mom. Okay, so gift giving experts at yahoo.com have discovered three categories that you don't want to be gifting Mom. Okay, gifts from somebody else, for somebody else, like toys or clothes or anything for their children would be nice, but those people don't deserve the same thing. Number two, don't re-gift. Don't re-gift your mom. Not good. Just don't. And number three, I find very odd, but it's in their underwear. I mean,
really?
Would you?
Creepy.
I mean,
really? Yeah. Great googly mooglies.
In what world? All right, a company
Florida,
in California.
Yeah, that's
maybe
where.
So. Company in California has designed a flying drone that drops burritos over your house. That's right.
Awesome.
Yeah. CNET reveals designers of the Skywalker X8 flying wing rigged it as it's got a burrito delivery tube, which apparently can be rigged to drop on demand. The parachute eases the burrito down to earth, where it can be picked up, opened, the burrito unwrapped, and eaten.
That's pretty much the most awesome thing I've heard in a long time.
It can be eaten. You don't have to. And again, that's the other thing. I don't know. If the parachute doesn't open and the burrito crashes to earth and it's still wrapped up, it still tastes the same, right? Look a little red.
Who made the burritos?
Then it's burrito salad.
Yeah, right. That's what you're doing. And again, I don't know who made the burrito. And if it's, if it's your drone and you put the burrito that you bought or made in there, what's the reward in getting it dropped back down to earth to you? I mean, it's an interesting thing. We'll see. Might work out. Not sure. 7:21. Plans are underway at NASA, yes, we are still relevant, to test color-changing lights that could help astronauts on board the International Space Station get more sleep. According to BBC, Boeing is working on the equipment, should be ready for testing in 2016. Oh, well, great. Then we have to put it back up in space to see if it works. Right?
Sure.
Yeah, that's the whole thing.
It's job preservation.
That's exactly right. Yeah, get some funding for that. NASA will swap out fluorescent panels with solid-state lighting that'll contain LEDs that produce blue, white, or red-colored light depending on the time of day. The blue lights will help astronauts keep alert during the day. Wow, I would have thought that would... Huh, the blue lights will keep them alert.
Huh.
The red lights should help encourage a feeling of sleepiness.
What? I don't like red lights. Always feels like something's bad.
Yeah, and there will be an intermediary white stage between the two, which simply acts as a transition. Astronauts typically get about two fewer hours of sleep each night while in space than they get while on the ground. On some space missions, it's been reported up to half the crew is taking sleeping pills. Well, that's not good, is it? I wouldn't think so. Nearly half the
medication... Well, they're not flying it.
Yeah, that's true. It is just kind of drifting around out there. Nearly half of all medication used in orbit is to help astronauts sleep. Well, if you give them books, they could go to sleep up there. See, that'd be safer than pills. Hello. Hello.
Oh, how are you?
Oh, it's wonderful. Thank you. And you?
Just fine.
Great.
I was just thinking that that burrito drone could be easily modified to make hot dog deliveries at the ballpark.
That's also true.
Ooh, I love that.
I think we all can remember the hot dog guns that they used for years and t-shirt guns. Yep. They use those in
I've
basketball
I've never heard
promotions.
Of a hot dog gun.
Oh, yeah. The Rockets did hot dogs for a long time.
Really?
Yeah,
we used blimps to drop prizes and stuff when I worked for a professional hockey team.
Yeah, you can do that kind of stuff. Sure, all that.
I need to go to more games.
Yeah, well, okay. There you go. Yeah, you need to get out more. It never hurts.
This holiday season, treat yourself to a complete makeover of your home or office. I'm Chuck Morrow, and Brazos Valley Flooring Design has expanded to help make your remodel simple.
I'm Suzanne Morrow. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we have added granite countertops for kitchen and baths.
Come by today at Rock Prairie and Welburn Road and let us help you make some decisions and take care of the process from start to finish. At Brazos Valley Flooring Design, we're going to have the best prices today, next week, next month, and next year.
And that's a promise.
I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller. And as an amateur astronomer, I've often wondered about the Star of Bethlehem. Astronomers today believe that the star was actually three bright planets, Mars, Venus, and Jupiter. And they're appearing very close to one another. And with computers, we can easily see how the night skies looked at any time in the past. And in 7 BC, the year Christ was probably born, the planetary conjunction happened three times in that year alone. Was that enough to raise the interest of certain wise men in the East, who history records as stargazers too? Whatever it was, we hope that the Christmas star shines bright on you and your family too. I'm Chip Davis of Mannheim Steamroller.
At GEICO, you have a choice of ways you can save on car insurance. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you.
Hey, good morning. It's 7:25, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Skyline Communications, in business for your business for 30 years, called Charles Culver at 775-2929, 775-2-WAY. Look for a high temperature today of about 77 with a 30% chance of rain, and gusts could get up to about 25 miles an hour today. Then tonight, a 30% chance of rain. Winds are going to come around. It'll be kind of chilly. Matter of fact, they'll be up to about 35 miles an hour tonight. And then tomorrow, the wind's about the same and right out of the north. So a high of 57, but it won't feel like it. And then tomorrow night, 29 is our low. Friday, we're near 60. We're above 60 on Saturday and right about 72 on Sunday. So a little quick dip, and that's it. Right now, the winds are out of the south at 13. Our humidity is 93%. We've got overcast skies, and it's 67 out there.
Oh, David and Julia Gardner are absolutely one of my favorite people to work with. One of the reasons is that, A, they have such a dynamic store. I mean, oh, my God, did you see all those Gardner girls with their high heels? And David being the jeweler's jeweler. I mean, David knows what he's talking about because he knows how to do it. When he asks for the loop and checks it out and see how we did it, it's a compliment to me, and that's one of the reasons why I adore working with them.
Gamushin Jewelry, made for women by women, exclusively at David Gardner's Jewelers.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byansky at BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
This isn't the kind of story that you'd think would come out of a red state like Texas, but a 15-year-old San Antonio student is fighting with the school district over new tracking devices embedded in school ID badges. She refuses to wear it. She's being threatened with expulsion. Her parents are asking a federal court to keep her on campus. The Northside School District, with over 4,000 students, made the ID badges mandatory. They say the tracking devices will help improve student safety as well as boost attendance. And that part of it, the attendance, is what this is really all about. You see, school districts use the attendance records to calculate how much education funding they receive. So being able to track students' whereabouts every waking hour will go a long way toward making sure that these little skulls full of mush aren't cutting class and the money flow isn't cut off. And the very idea that government would electronically track the whereabouts of students or anybody else would normally give rise to massive protests by the left. I mean, they complained about monitoring terrorists this way. They usually argue the government has no right to track you without a warrant. It's an invasion of privacy. And what assurance is there that the tracking takes place only during school hours? But we're talking liberals and education funding here. Privacy, freedom, cute concepts, but school funding is about real dollars and cents. And to liberals, nothing trumps cold, hard taxpayer cash.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Christmas time is here, folks. The time is right now to send family and friends a gift that'll brighten up their day with the spirit of the holiday. And one of the best ways to impress is to send flowers from 1-800-Flowers.com. Our EIB offices are filled with bouquets from 1-800-Flowers.com. And one of the bouquets that we have is the traditional Christmas centerpiece, hand-arranged by a local florist. It's filled with roses, lilies, carnations, and Christmas greens, and has a candle. Now, 1-800-Flowers.com has a special offer just for you. You order the traditional Christmas centerpiece, and you get a free upgrade to a larger centerpiece, starting at just $29.99, available for same-day delivery. Go to 1-800-Flowers.com from your desktop or mobile device. You click on the radio microphone in the upper right-hand corner and just enter Rush. That's 1-800-Flowers.com and enter Rush, or just call 1-800-Flowers.
Nestled in the heart of Aggieland, Emerald Ridge Estates is Aggieland's premier upscale gated subdivision. With tracts up to an acre and a half, Emerald Ridge Estates provides the peace of being in the country while possessing all the benefits of city utilities. At Emerald Ridge Estates, you'll experience privacy with convenient access to the middle of College Station. Priced from the 140s, Emerald Ridge Estates has only a few lots remaining. Purchase your piece of Aggieland in Emerald Ridge Estates by calling Jason Bayinski with BCR Real Estate at 219-5555 or visit EmeraldRidgeEstates.com today.
AMCO Insurance began providing peace of mind to residents of the Brazos Valley over 135 years ago. Today, we still realize the importance of providing the best products backed by excellent service. AMCO's insurance specialists have the experience to design an insurance package to fit your needs, whether you're a business owner or need coverage for your auto, home, or family. Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30 at 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts, Real Estate Appraisal, and Property Tax Appeal. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two local high schools will be represented during college football bowl season. College Station ISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says Consolidated High School senior Jaehun Ryu is part of the band performing at the All-American Bowl in San Antonio.
They recognize the top 125 high school senior marching musicians and color guard members from across the country, so a big honor for Mr. Ryu.
And the Rudder High School Rangerettes drill team is headed to the Cotton Bowl. Head coach Jeanette Holmes says the invitation is based on more than just their on-field performance.
Not only do they dance well, they hustle when their director tells them they do, they say their yes ma'ams when their director tells them to get in line, they are quiet when we're giving them instruction, and so the dedication part that they see, they want to give you that recognition because of that.
The team leaves January 2nd and will be on the field for pregame and halftime activities. As the name implies, the Volunteer Bryan program offers you the opportunity to assist the public in a variety of areas. Assistant City Secretary Cynthia Bowman says you can contact her or go to the city's website, bryantx.gov, and click on the Volunteer Bryan link.
There we have a list of positions and also descriptions of each position.
Okay.
They can fill out an application if they're interested in any of those, or they can simply call me at 979-209-5002, and I'd be happy to talk to them about any position.
Bowman says the most popular spots are the libraries and the municipal golf course. A three-hour discussion at College Station's last city council meeting covered funding and growth management in the medical district. Place 4 City Councilman John Nichols says the council's job is to protect and enhance the property values of citizens and landowners, and the new tax increment financing zones will help accomplish that.
It was a very good discussion. Every councilman had questions. Every council person had an opportunity to express their views. We did not vote on the management district parts of that, but we did vote and approve the tax increment financing components. I think those are appropriate ways to address this growth and management and development of that region of the city.
Nichols says tax increment financing zones haven't been used in College Station much in the past, but if they're managed properly, they'll provide the funding up front to get the development moving. The renewed drought has prompted state officials to start restricting consumption of surface water produced in the Brazos River Basin. A letter from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality does not yet apply to municipal users that include the Welborn Utility District, but District Manager Stephen Cass says without ample rain over the winter, it could happen next summer.
The Brazos River Basin is very large, and you know the water would need to fall north of us to recharge the Lake Limestone and then the other reservoirs they have within their basin. So a lot of the recharging happens even north of Waco. So all of that area is important to the River Authority and to the river system to make sure it has adequate water for the dry months.
About half the water used by the Welborn District's 6,500 customers comes down the Navasota River from Lake Limestone. Cass says during the drought the summer before last, customers voluntarily conserved enough water to avoid mandatory cutbacks. As part of his first session, District 12 Representative Kyle Cassell says it's important to jump right in to assist even the small communities with struggles that are important to them, especially concerning water. Cassell says the dispute over water rights is a critical issue, particularly in Cossey, Waco, and Marlin.
Our game and our program starts on January 9th. We've got to get busy to help those folks so they have water. As long as we're trying to make sure we hydrate Texas and make sure everybody has a right to water that they can afford. I mean, that's, you know, there's no question it's a commodity, but it's not a commodity that we can bend somebody over backwards. People need water.
Cassell says these first few months are an opportune time to concentrate on water problems, while questions concerning education, another major issue, are tied up in the courts. No one was hurt during an armed robbery in College Station early yesterday morning. Suspect description information is online at WTAW.com. Police say an undisclosed amount of cash was taken from a 19-year-old victim held up at gunpoint. This was in the parking lot near Western Beverages off Longmire, south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. And a single vehicle crash left a motorist dead this morning in Grimes County. The crash, which is still under investigation, took place around 3 on State Highway 30 east of FM 2620, just west of the Walker County line. WTAW News Time is 7:35. It's 67 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Paramount Property Analysts. We'll have more news for you at 8:06, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Real estate, whether it's commercial, farm or ranch, or investment property, is a significant asset. Locally owned and operated Paramount Property Analyst specializes in real estate appraisal and property tax appeals. Paramount provides you with an accurate and unbiased appraisal of your property, evaluates your tax burden, and works to assure that your property taxes are assessed fairly. Call Paramount today at 485-8999 or look them up on the web and let their team of 25-plus years of experience go to work for you. Paramount Property Analyst, 485-8999.
735, our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by United Roofing. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
One more mild December day, and then a cold front will sweep across the area tonight, bring cooler temperatures in for tomorrow and for Friday. We'll see lots of cloudiness for today. We may even see a shower before the day is over, 75. Any showers that do pop up, they'll end tonight. It'll become partly cloudy, 40 to 45. Mostly sunny, the story for tomorrow, highs 55 to 60. Clear tomorrow night, 25 to 30, and it's sunny near 60 on Friday. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I become an Aggie fan instantly here. Not just basketball, football, Johnny football. Maybe they'll call me Johnny basketball. I don't know. Johnny hoops. I like Johnny hoops. You could write that.
People will dovetail with Johnny Football any way they can. That's sure. The newest professional team here in Aggieland. We'll share who, what, when, where, and why for that with you here in about 12 minutes. A&M basketball did very well, and yet another AP award for Johnny Football. We'll share that coming up.
Not going to be Johnny Bowling. We found that out after the Tonight Show.
Yeah, exactly.
Johnny Bowling. Bill Flores joins us this morning. Bill, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Scott. Good morning.
Have you met Johnny?
No, actually, I have not.
Wow.
Okay. You know, In the old days, before I had this job, I generally knew the athletic directors, the coaches, and some of the players, but this job doesn't allow me that luxury.
I understand. Well, I figure you will at some point, but I was thinking about that maybe your schedules haven't really crossed paths yet, but maybe during the holidays you'll be able to do that. So, speaking of during the holidays, when will the holidays start for you guys and gals?
Well, I'm not really sure. The earliest they could start would be the end of the day tomorrow. Tomorrow we're going to vote on one of the parts of trying to avert the fiscal cliff. It's a bill that John Boehner has put together that will hit the House floor tomorrow.
Now, this is the one that extends the Bush tax cuts on annual income under $1 million, and the tax rates would go up about 4% for people making over $1 million. Is that his plan?
That's correct. There's several other components to it which are worth talking about. One is, if you go through the issues that people are worried about, the estate tax is a problem. This permanently extends current estate tax provisions. People are concerned about the Section 179 expensing for small businesses. This permanently extends that. 60 million Americans are going to be affected by the alternative minimum tax. This permanently extends the AMT fix, or the temporary patch that's been passed on an annual basis. So this permanently fixes that. And it also permanently fixes the capital gains rates and keeping them at a lower number than ordinary income. So now I say permanent with a grain of salt, because I guess Congress could change anything at any time, but at least if Congress leaves these alone, they'll stay at these new rates in perpetuity.
Now, how about as far as charitable donations? Where does that is that part of this package, and where is it?
Under this plan, there would be no change to any the deductibility of home mortgage interest or property taxes or charitable contributions.
Because I mean, I was talking to a guy last night who is he raises money. He's a development officer, and there are people who are really waiting. This is, here we are, you know, close to the end of the year. People are waiting on that capital gains, like you say, people deciding whether or not they want to buy something or sell something right now. It's a lot of people have their hands in their pockets waiting to see what you guys and gals do.
Oh, absolutely. And it's a shame we had to go through this round of uncertainty. It just seems like we get one more round after another coming out of Washington. But at least this takes the tax issue off the table for the next few months until we can start trying to work on comprehensive tax reform.
But no sooner... Go ahead.
You know, and the other thing, I mean, we've still got to address spending. We've got to address the explosion of entitlement costs, things like that. But those are... We'll keep that the same for next year.
But Boehner's plan B, no sooner it's out of his mouth, and Harry Reid says it's DOA.
Well, that's typical about what happens here in Washington. I mean, there's a lot of gamesmanship that's played. So John Boehner sat down to deal with the president, and the president came up with silly offers, including a unilateral ability to increase the debt ceiling anytime he saw fit, things like that. And he would he would just summarily reject everything that Boehner proposed. And so after Boehner proposed this, then, of course, Harry Reid and the president rejected it. But if we send this over to the Senate and then on to the White House, the monkey will be on their back if taxes go up on January 1st.
Yeah, they've painted you into a corner pretty well, I'd say, from a political standpoint.
Well, yeah, they did. And in retrospect, I wish we had just gone ahead and done something like this early. I mean, actually, on August 1st, we passed a bill that would continue the current tax system for a year through 2013. And then we passed a second bill that laid out the outline for comprehensive tax reform. But we got zero press traction on that because at that point in time, everybody was in the middle of the election season.
Sure. Yep. Bill Flores joining us from D.C. I'd kind of like to get your comments real quickly on what Lindsey Graham said yesterday, because here's Lindsey Graham. He's a Republican from South Carolina. I mean, he is a big proponent of defense spending. He says he'd rather see Pentagon cuts kick in if a fiscal cliff deal is not reached, instead of going ahead with a weak deal. I mean, he's saying that, he said, I don't want sequestration to be used for us to create a deal. That just makes for bad policy on the revenue side. So you got a strong proponent of defense saying, let's go ahead and do this.
Okay. Well, first of all, we can't fix sequestration right now. We tried back in the summer. We passed a bill to take cuts from other part of the government that were less critical to the mission of the federal government, and to use those dollars to restore the cuts that sequestration was going to impose on the military beginning in January. That didn't go anywhere in the Senate, and the president said he wasn't going to sign it. So again, we wound up with another stalemate in Washington. And so there's no real way to fix sequestration. So whether I agree with Lindsey Graham or not, that's the bottom line, is we're going to have sequestration. And my thinking is that if the pain is deep enough, then some Americans will say, okay, now I understand what's happening. Let's try to fix this. and fix it in a way that makes sense. This is the last thing I wish on anybody, but there was an election in November. The American people voted for a couple of things. They voted for higher taxes on the wealthy, which I disagree with, and they voted to cut our military through sequestration. I also disagree with that. But once the pain of all that is kicked in, then maybe we'll have maybe ideas will change among the American public.
ABC poll that came out yesterday said that 75% of Americans think it's okay to go ahead and raise the taxes on people making more than $250,000 a year, the way that Obama wants it. But what's interesting is if you ask them what things should be cut, well, they say, well, don't cut mine, but you need to do something as far as getting rid of this deficit. So, I mean, I'm not one to defend Congress, but I see the thing that y'all are up against is that the public is in favor of going ahead and taxing the wealthy more. But, boy, just make sure that you don't try to balance the budget on my back.
Well, that's interesting. America has developed a real split personality right now, and it makes it very difficult to do the right thing. I mean, everybody says, don't cut my benefits at all. One penny. Do not touch them. I earn them. In many cases, they're going to get, $2 to $3 for every dollar they paid in.
Right.
But go ahead and tax the wealthy, even though it's going to cost us 700,000 jobs. And so we've got this real problem in trying to deal with this, because everybody wants everything and they want somebody else to pay for it. And our kids and grandkids are the ones that get screwed in the process.
Yeah.
And so, I got a really strongly worded email from somebody yesterday who says, don't change the COLA.
And so, really?
Yeah, it said, don't change the COLA for the cost of living increase for Social Security.
Well,
and so that's typical of what we see today is everybody wants everything. They want somebody else to pay for it. The problem is we're running out of people to pay for this stuff.
Oh.
How do you fix this?
The quote came from Dave Bing. We played it 2 weeks ago, the mayor of Detroit, of all people, saying, we've got this entitlement society now. They believe that they deserve it, that just because they're here.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, just because you're born here, you're suddenly entitled to all these benefits, and this free money comes from somewhere else. So that's the real challenge that we face up here. I mean, one of the things that made me sick yesterday, I happened to catch a snip of the Fox, and it was walking through this website where citizens can go and they can put in certain personal information and they'll tell them what federal benefits they're entitled to.
Oh, man.
So we're advertising. We've got these systems to get everybody hooked on federal tax dollars and dollars borrowed from the Chinese that our kids and grandkids are going to have to pay back. It's really, in order to fix what we've got going on here, I think we're going to have to get Americans to understand what the impact is on their kids and grandkids.
Bill Flores joining us from D.C. Finally, I'd like to get your comments on what happened in Connecticut and what do you see the legislative reaction will be.
Oh, my gosh. I'll tell you, Newtown, Connecticut was a real disaster for not only for that community and for all the lives that were touched. It's a disaster for America. I think it reflects what's happened with our society. I think we've become numb to what's right and to what's wrong. And I think we're going to have to look at, what are the roots of this country? Have we gone the direction that we think is appropriate? Now, you've got a lot of people screaming for new gun controls. I think it's probably premature to look at that. I think we need to wait until we see, what could have been done to prevent this. I mean, is it, banning assault weapons? Is it changing the size of magazines that can be sold? Things like that. And I'm not sure, at the end of the day, what gun controls would have fixed this situation. If you look at Illinois has the toughest gun control laws in the country. As a matter of fact, they were just held to be unconstitutional. On the other hand, Chicago has the worst murder rate in the country from guns. So, I'm not sure gun control is the answer, but it's sure not appropriate to talk about all this right now. I think we need to wait and let the healing begin and then have a rational discussion sometime in the near future about this.
It troubled me to find out that one of the largest mental health facilities in the state of Texas is the Harris County Jail. Is this where we go, where we end up? If mental stability is part of this question, does government need to step in and start funding more there?
I don't have all the answers. From what I understand, this young man became enraged because his mother was getting ready to commit him to a mental facility. And so he took his anger out on her and then on the kids that she used to volunteer for at the Sandy Hook School. So I don't know if the answer what the answer is at this point.
Yep, it is so complex. Congressman Bill Flores joins us on Wednesdays when Congress is in session. You can hear our entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Thanks for the time this morning, Bill.
Good talking to you, Scott. I'd ask our listeners to pray for the folks in Newtown, Connecticut, and for our country during these difficult times for our military men and women.
All right, thanks.
Here's David Schulte explaining why Schulte Roofing is better.
I've been doing roofing personally for over 20 years, and our staff, our roofing estimators, have over 75 years of combined experience. If you take that along with our job superintendent and our installers, it's well over 100 years of roofing experience. We're definitely better than the other guys.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the bulletproof roof.
Premium chocolates and pastries made in the heart of downtown Bryan.
We're Josh and Sienna Neubauer, inviting you to experience the Chocolate Gallery.
Indulge in designer cupcakes and cookies, or handmade chocolate truffles, bars, and bonbons. Stop in early for breakfast scones and muffins starting at 7:30 a.m.
This holiday season, remember the Chocolate Gallery for gourmet chocolate assortments for clients, friends, and family.
The Chocolate Gallery, featuring Sienna's Cakes, open Tuesday through Saturday at 211 Main Street in downtown Bryan. Learn more at bcschocolategallery.com.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Personalize your Christmas gifts with custom engraving from Awards & More. Awards & More 710 Rosemary Drive can make a big difference for any person on your list by putting a name or significant date on a gift. Call Larry Goodrum and his staff at 696-3886 or go online at awardsandmore.com. Everybody needs their name on something, and Awards & More can put it there. Create promotional products, plaques, and awards for individuals and groups. Awards & More 710 Rosemary Drive at Texas next to Luby's.
Joy is a tough emotion to hang on to in a world where so much can go wrong. Fortunately, a little gratitude goes a long way. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. It's not unusual for people to lose their joy. In fact, it's so common that Brené Brown, professor and researcher at the University of Houston, coined a term for it. She calls it foreboding joy. It's when feelings of joy are wiped out by an overwhelming sense of dread that something we value will be taken away. It's impossible to embrace good things when you're always thinking, I know something bad is going to happen. As a defense, many people anticipate the worst. That way, if things do go wrong, it won't hurt so bad. But as Professor Brown points out, you can't practice tragedy. Running horrible scenarios through our mind won't make us more prepared when they happen. All it does is steal our joy in the moment. So what's the answer? Well, it's gratitude. Research shows that everyone experiences moments of foreboding joy. The difference is some people use it to practice disaster, while others use it to practice gratitude. The self-talk goes like this: I can't know what will happen later, but right now, in this moment, I'm grateful. As you might expect, adopting that pattern of thinking takes a little practice, but it allows us to experience the fullness of joy without it constantly being stolen from us. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We get a lot of tweets from folks that sound just like this. Jay, I bought my home in 2007. Since then, it's gone down in value. Now I owe more on my mortgage than my home is worth. Can I refinance? The answer may very well be yes. Recently, the government announced changes that may allow folks to refinance even if their home has lost value. For example, if you owe $300,000 on your mortgage, but your home's only worth $150,000, Quicken Loans may still be able to help you. Or if your current mortgage rate is higher than 3.99%, you've got to give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. So if your current mortgage is higher than 3.99%, or if you owe more than your home is worth, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Important terms and conditions apply. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
While the fountain of youth is just wishful thinking, Child's Dermatology can help you minimize minimize those frown lines and wrinkles around your eyes and mouth. They have solutions to reverse the signs of aging, like Cool Touch Laser Therapy to rebuild and replenish your own natural collagen. The new Botox-type treatment, Dysport, to improve frown lines, and Restylane fillers to add volume and fullness for a more youthful appearance. Rejuvenate, refresh, repair at Child's Dermatology. Call 696-4444 or click childsdermatology.com.
Howdy, good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your sports on WTAW. Aggies are running out of fingers and toes to count the awards on. Johnny Football picked up yet another. He was voted the Associated Press Player of the Year. As with the Heisman Trophy and the Davey O'Brien Awards, he is the first freshman to collect the AP Award. Manziel's 31 votes were more than twice that of second-place finisher Manti Te'o from Notre Dame. He's the third straight Heisman-winning quarterback to receive the honor following RG3 and Cam Newton. Turning to the hardwood, Fabian Harris scored 17 points and combined with Elston Turner to go 7-for-11 behind the three-point stripe as A&M eased past Texas A&M Corpus Christi last night 66-54. Here's Elston Turner on the success behind the three-point stripe.
Like I said, we were moving the ball, setting screens, and when you do that, when you make the defense work, on the second, third side, gets down to the shot clock, running out, the defense gets tired and, it's pretty much the defensive lapses and, my teammates did a good job of finding me and also did a good job of hitting shots tonight as well.
Next up for the Aggies, Saturday, Reed Arena versus Southern at 3 o'clock, and all the action is right here on WTAW. The ladies play today, actually, at 2:30. They're in Las Vegas for the World Vision Classic. Tip-off, again, is 2:30 against K-State. At a press conference yesterday, the newest team in the Brazos Valley was announced. They're called the Twin City United. Former A&M guard and graduate assistant Dominique Kirk was the first pick for United. The other player at the presser was Othello Alford from Sam Houston by way of Calvert. It's the first American basketball professional league to play by FIBA rules. FIBA is the International Basketball Federation. The ABL, the American Basketball League, is where you'll find the United team, and their goal is to try and develop players that will actually result in them having a career playing actually overseas. Austin Pooley is the owner, and he announced the head coach at Allen Academy yesterday where the team will play its home games. Here's the new coach, John Cofino, on the timeline for the new United team.
We're going to get started January 10th with vet camp, probably bring around 20 guys in, then make some cuts to the final number, and then start training camp, and our first game is the 20th in Laredo. Our first home game here is the 25th, and then we play on the 27th. So we're looking to get the community involved.
Staying on the hardwood in the NBA, the Spurs whittled away a 15-point fourth-quarter deficit. They whittled it down to 3 before falling to Denver 112-106. O.J. Mayo scored 26 points, and Chris Kaman added 20 last night. The Dallas Mavericks ran past the 76ers 107-100. A judge has ordered the Dallas Cowboys nose tackle Josh Brent to wear an electronic monitor while free on intoxicated manslaughter charges in a car crash that killed a teammate. A judge yesterday also lowered Brent's bond from $500,000 to $100,000. Brent is charged in the death of Cowboys practice squad member Jerry Brown. Here's Cowboys coach Jason Garrett on how the team has responded to the tragedy.
The response has always been, we're together in this. We're going to get through this together. We're going to pick each other up.
And speaking of picking one another up, the New York Jets coach Rex Ryan is trying to pick up another quarterback. First part of the decision, he let Mark Sanchez know he was benched. Second part was yesterday, and the bombshell came. Instead of promoting Tim Tebow, to the lineup, Ryan named his third-string quarterback, Greg McElroy, who's been inactive all season. As a starter on Sunday, he'll play against San Diego. Tebow said if he doesn't get the start on Sunday, he will ask for a trade. That's been a look at your sports brought to you by Awards & More, providing you the best in customized marketing solutions for your business. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Fall and the holidays have arrived in the Brazos Valley. Chances are you and the family will be traveling by car to visit the relatives. The last thing you need to worry about is the reliability of your car. The pros at B&B Automotive have a great special going on right now to make sure you have a trouble-free holiday season. Bring your vehicle into B&B Automotive located on Coulter just off Texas and receive $20 off a radiator flush and a complete winterizing checkup. Because the last thing you need to worry about is your car. B&B Automotive, making holidays worry-free for 26 years.
In the studio with Jen Zweiker from Zweiker & Associates at Keller Williams. Now, when we went to buy my home, mm-hmm. you and I sat down and put together a list of, here's what I want, here's what I got to have, here's what I need, mm-hmm. and then the list of, boy, I wish I could. So right. You've gone through all of that. I know those lists, but mm-hmm. let's say you've bought the house now.
Mm-hmm.
What are the things you need to do after the fact?
Great question. The number one thing that we say is rekey the locks.
Okay.
So, you know, there's been a lot of people coming and going that have had access to your key to your home. Here we are going into the holidays, probably going to be buying some gifts. Probably want to keep those for yourself.
True.
So let's go ahead and get those locks rekeyed. Go ahead and change out the air filter. You may want to have the carpet steam cleaned if that's not something you asked for when you purchased the property, especially if the people who lived there before you maybe had pets or small children or something like that. There's lots of things to do.
So let's say somebody's already bought a home.
Mm-hmm.
Can they go find more stuff like this on your website?
They can. They can call us directly, or, you know, if it's whether they've worked with us or not, if it's years after they've purchased a home, give us a call. If you need help with different vendors or somebody to help you with your sprinkler system or something like that, we've got great people that we trust that we can recommend.
And you can call 324-4796 or zarealestate.com.
What do you get the guy that has everything? Don't get him any more ties or coffee mugs. Cavalier Cigar Company of College Station's making Christmas shopping for men really easy. Stop into our University Drive store next to the Fox and Hound and take a look at our already made gorgeous gift baskets, which are going to make that gift giving so much easier. If you want to get somebody a few cigars or a cigar humidor or lighter, of course we've got that stuff too. Cavalier Cigar Company is located next to the Fox and Hound on University Drive in College Station and will be open through Christmas Eve. For those last-minute gifts for men, Cavalier Cigar Company.
Hey, guys, want to remind you that the folks at Aggieland Flowers and Chocolates have fresh floral wreaths that you can pick up on your way out of town if you're going out of town, or centerpieces that will kind of bring something new and fresh to the holiday decorating of the home where you may be going, which could be very important. This could be your in-laws. It could be your future in-laws. Just somebody you want to make a great impression with. Aggieland Flowers understands that, and they can do that for you. Now, also, they can put together flower and chocolate packages. Those are great for a gift for somebody special. Gourmet chocolate baskets, always been a hit, always will be, and there's so many different ones to choose from. You can call them, you can go online, or you can stop by the store. They're located right there by the Harley-Davidson shop and take the Barron Road exit. Maybe you want a customized wreath for yourself, but a perfect Christmas present can be flowers and chocolates and together. And, you know, Aggieland Flowers and Gifts been doing this for a long time. Been in the Bryan College Station too late. WTAW College Station, Bryan.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. Vice President Biden is the man about to be put in charge of the post-Connecticut massacre gun control push. Fox News Radio's Mike Makowicz live at the White House.
In the briefing room named for noted victim and gun control advocate James Brady, the president will be announcing that the vice president will lead an effort to prevent mass atrocities. Much of the debate now is on gun control, but White House Press Secretary Jay Carney says the president, while favoring some gun measures, wants a broader plan.
He wants to expand the conversation beyond those specific areas of legislation to look at other ways we can address this problem.
Meanwhile, the NRA, in its first statement on the massacre, says they were shocked, saddened, and heartbroken by the news and plan to offer meaningful contributions to the debate. Dave?
Mike, they'll shed more tears burying more children today in Connecticut.
It could have been my students. We're like my kids.
Fox News Radio's Courtney Keeley is live in Newtown.
Funerals will be held today for three more children killed in the Sandy Hook Elementary massacre, as well as one teacher being hailed as a hero. Victoria Soto wanted to be a teacher since she was a young girl, according to her family. She died facing down the gunman after hiding her students in a closet. Some did survive. Her favorite holiday was Christmas, and she had recently finished decorating the family tree. Today, many of her friends and family will be wearing her favorite color green in scarves and ribbons. Dave?
Courtney, an independent review board investigating the deadly attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya is blaming
systemic failures and leadership and management deficiencies resulted in a special security mission posture that was inadequate for Benghazi and grossly inadequate to deal with the attack.
Fox's Steve Santani, two members of that panel are testifying before a Senate briefing, in a Senate briefing room, it's closed door. Home builders did a little less building last month. New home construction was down more than 5%, partly because Hurricane Sandy slowed things down, damaging the Northeast. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
If you needed a brain transplant, would you go to the second best brain surgeon? No, you'd go with number one. Well, it's exactly the same with printer ink. Yeah, sort of. See, Staples is the number one ink retailer in America. And right now, get a $15 iTunes gift card instantly when you spend $75 or more on ink at Staples. It's a no-brainer. Staples, that was easy.
In-store only, ends 12/24/12. Gift cards not returnable. Returned ink refund amount reduced by gift card value. Excludes Epson inks, subject to availability while supplies last. No rain checks, limit to Apple not participating in or sponsoring promotion.
At Sam's Club, get more cheer for your holidays, all for less than you thought possible.
Find the gifts on everyone's list from brands like Samsung, Eddie Bauer, and Keurig, and serve up the finest flavors of the season with Sam's Club gourmet appetizers, premium meats, and Cheesecake Factory desserts, all at exceptional values. Not a member yet? Join as a Plus member and save even more with the Sam's Club Cash Rewards Program. Life is better when you're in the club. Sam's Club. Join and save. See club for details.
Batteries Plus is the best place to locate hard-to-find batteries and a full selection of light bulbs. At Batteries Plus, we have light bulbs for brake lights and batteries for e-books. Looking for LEDs? We have them. Need a battery or bulb for an exit light? Just enter our store. Batteries Plus, the replace-it place.
Now through December 31st, save $5 instantly on select LED light bulbs. Visit Batteries Plus in College Station on the corner of Texas and Holloman. Batteries Plus, any battery, any bulb for anything.
Cooking, cleaning, shopping, gift wrapping. The holiday season is coming and there is so much to do. Call the cleaning pros at Molly Maid and you'll have a clean home and more time for you. Molly Maid is the clean you can trust. Call now and check off one more job on that to-do list. Molly Maid is at 979-693-7700. That's 693-7700. Or visit us on the web at mollymaid.com.
December's here, and needless to say, you're busy. Shopping, wrapping presents, baking, planning, or just watching the game. Well, slow down, take a break, and head on over to your closest Rattler convenience store and treat yourself to some of these great specials. Buy one, get one free on any 2-liter bottles of soda. Grab any big bags of Frito-Lay or Golden Flake items, two for only $5. And wash those chips down with a 24-pack of Bud, Miller, or Coors. Only $19.99 were applicable. Rattlers, friendly, clean, Texan.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 68 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merry Maids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merry Maids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Police responded at about 3 this morning to a fatal one-vehicle crash in Grimes County on State Highway 30 east of FM 2620, just west of the Walker County line. The cause is still under investigation. College Station police received a report early yesterday morning of an armed robbery in the parking lot by Western Beverages on Longmire south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The 19-year-old victim says he was approached by a man who pointed a gun at him and demanded his property. The thief left with an undisclosed amount of cash. The victim was not hurt. Suspect description information is online at WTAW.com. With the Speaker of the House race coming up, new District 12 Representative Kyle Cassell says he backs Texas House Speaker Joe Strauss. Cassell says that after holding several town hall meetings, he feels Strauss best represents the wishes of his counties.
Right now, I think Speaker Strauss has the votes, and my job is to represent my district, and to do that best, I need to be on that team, and I have confidence in Speaker Strauss. He had a very conservative session. He has Texas' best interest at heart, and that's what I'm here to do, is I've got to represent three counties between McLennan and Brazos, Falls, Robertson, and Limestone, that have had different representation for the last three sessions.
Cassell says only 15% are against the current speaker, and Strauss will run opposite David Simpson of Longview next month. As College Station grows, City Council must focus not only on new development, but also on improving infrastructure in older areas. Place 4 Councilman and former Planning and Zoning Chairman John Nichols says he's not in favor of extraneous fees unless they can be justified, but he supports fees that are a form of investment.
That's a very legitimate approach, is thinking about the ratepayers contributing the resources that it takes to build out the infrastructure to serve themselves. Bonding is absolutely necessary for major extensions and improvements in that, but the ongoing operations and the replacement and of the aging infrastructure, we try to do as much of that as we can out of the rate-paying structures.
As an example, Nichols cites rate increases and improvements in water, wastewater plans, and new sewer lines as the results of conscientious, forward-thinking planning. The drought of 2011 meant voluntary water restrictions for the 6,500 customers of the Welburn Utility District, and a renewed drought may result in that action next summer. District Manager Stephen Cast is monitoring action taken by state officials.
I think all water consumers need to be careful and to conserve water and make an effort to not waste it. It is a precious resource and it is limited. And as the state grows, we're gonna need every drop of it. So just something to be conscious of.
The Texas Commission on Environmental Quality has sent letters to junior waterholders in the Brazos River Basin that their rights may be decreased or suspended if they don't conserve. The basin includes the source of about half the Welborn District's water, which originates at Lake Limestone and flows down the Navasota River to southern Brazos County. The Welborn District is among those exempted from the TCEQ directive. The City of Bryan is recruiting volunteers, and Assistant City Secretary Cynthia Bowman says there are opportunities to participate in the Volunteer Bryan program.
And we've actually placed hundreds of volunteers over the last 6 years, and we actually have one person who's still volunteering with us at the library since the beginning of the program. She really enjoys volunteering there, and we really appreciate everything she's doing there.
You can learn more about what's available by going to the Volunteer Bryan link on the city's website, which is bryantx.gov. And the A&M football team isn't the only local group making a bowl appearance. Before the Aggies learned they were headed to the Cotton Bowl, the Rudder High School Rangerettes drill team accepted an invitation to perform during pregame and halftime activities.
My girls got really excited that we would get to go do something that so many of our hometown people would be there and get to see them perform in such a large setting with other teams.
Head coach Jeanette Holmes says the entire team will be leaving January 2nd and join several other high schools. Meanwhile, the day after the Cotton Bowl, look for a Consolidated High School senior on the field.
Jehoon Rue, he will perform at halftime of the U.S. Army All-American Bowl game, which is held in the Alamo Dome in San Antonio.
The CSISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says 125 seniors make up the band and color guard performing at halftime of the January 5th game. WTAW News time is 8:09 at 68 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
If you work long, hard hours and it's difficult to find the time to clean up around the house, relax, because with Merry Maids, it's done. There's nothing like opening your door after a long day at work to see a clean Merry Maids home. Your entire house is spotless and you didn't even lift a finger. Merry Maids sends professionally trained, screened, and bonded professionals to your home so you can trust everything is safe and secure. Voted best of the Brazos Valley for the last 5 years. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. That's 979-595-1111. Merry Maids, relax. It's done.
Hey, okay, Texas Trading Post. That's txtraders.com. If you're stumped, I guarantee you go to the website. You'll come away with ideas. That's for sure. Because it doesn't matter what you're looking for. If it's Texas-centric, they have it for you at Texas Trading Post. Maybe you want to get something for a baby. Like, first Christmas should be a Texas Christmas, right? How about, you know, they've got a Keep Texas Beautiful ornament. They've been doing this for about 9 or 10 years, and they've got that available on the website. How about a Texas flag shower curtain? I mean, any number of things that you would like to come up with, whether kind of wistful or fun or really, I mean, serious type stuff, they have it for you. They've got T-shirts and jackets and caps and hats and recipes and mugs and metal art. It's a fantastic website. You're going to find, I don't know, probably 60 different categories that you can choose from. So go to txtraders.com. Texas Trading Post, local company. Harvells lived here all their lives. So have Russ and Linda help you find just what you're looking for from a Texas-centric point of view. Texas Trading Post, Texas Gifts and Decor. It's right there. You can call them if you want to, 703-7200, but the best way to shop is at txtraders.com, txtraders.com.
It's harvest time at Royalty Pecan Farms, so enjoy orchard tours and activities every Saturday till Christmas. Make sure to pick up a Royalty Pecan or Pumpkin Pecan Pie for all your holiday dinners. And sending fresh Texas pecans to everyone on your list is a perfect gift. Royalty Pecan's extended fall store hours have begun. From now through January, they'll be open Monday through Saturday from 9 to 6, so shop their unique Texas products produced right here in the Brazos Valley. Royalty Pecans on Highway 21, 1 mile west of the Brazos River, or shop Royalty Pecan.
Live from Wings and More on University Drive, it's the Coach Billy Kennedy Radio Show from 7 to 8 on Monday nights. Join me, Dave South, and Coach Kennedy as we preview upcoming games and provide insight into the Aggie basketball program. Check out AggieAthletics.com for more details.
What would the perfect moment in time be for you? Would it start with a Swedish massage in the morning, followed by a customized body wrap? Maybe a European facial in the afternoon, a deluxe spa manicure or a pedicure. Perhaps your perfect moment in time would include it all. At Galleria Day Spa, we create a time just for you. Then we gently slow time down. For an entire day or just an hour, call the Galleria Day Spa for your perfect moment in time. 822-5756 or visit us online at galleriadayspa.com. Gift certificates available.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:12. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by the folks at Thomas Moore Feed, providing Brazos County with a full line of feed, fertilizer, and gardening products. That's Thomas Moore Feed, just 3 miles south of Texas World Speedway, or at morefeed.com.
Mostly cloudy for today, with the potential for a passing shower or two, especially by late this afternoon. High temperatures today near 75, and these showers will end during the evening. It'll become partly cloudy overnight. Lows will be 40 to 45. Sunshine and cooler tomorrow, 55 to 60. Tomorrow night, clear. Lows will be 25 to 30. Friday looks to be sunny. Highs Friday afternoon, only around 60 degrees. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you go, 8:13. Kind of a backwards glance to last night. Celtic Woman was in town, and, you know, they're just, they sound just like the CD. It's a spectacular show. What was really neat was that they had a 45-piece orchestra here. So, and that doesn't happen much anymore because just the expense involved in having a live orchestra. But what it did is it added to the lushness in the production of the show. And what was cool is that the orchestra, in fact, is not the one that travels with Celtic Woman. It was basically local people. There were a lot of members of the Brazos Valley Symphony Orchestra in there, from Austin, from Round Rock, from surrounding areas who were part of that orchestra last night. But being able to have 45 live instruments on stage really, really helped with the show. It made it a tremendous show. And I would recommend it. The other thing that's kind of cool is, you know, a few nights ago they were in Tucson, and I think tomorrow they're in Atlanta, and they were in little old College Station, Texas last night, so... Opus is a neat deal.
Yes, it is.
It's a real quality of life kind of thing, I think. And to be able to take your kiddos to see somebody who, you know, maybe they've seen on television or listened to CDs or DVDs, seen DVDs for years, and have them right here in College Station is kind of fun. And that made me think back because they sang the Christmas song, okay, Chestnuts Roasting on an Open Fire thing. And it made me hearken back to years ago, I want to say 25 years ago, when Mel Torme was on that very same stage and sang it. And, you know,
wow.
Mel Torme in College Station, Texas.
The Velvet Fog.
Yeah, that's right. It was pretty cool. It was pretty cool. So anyway, that's a real quality of life thing. And if you enjoy that kind of stuff, it's neat that they bring it here to College Station, Bryan and College Station. And people come from all over, you know, to enjoy this. Okay, Kat saw this and thought of you.
Oh, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Well, it's the perfect gift for the style-minded, crazy cat person in your life.
Oh, no.
It's a high-end boutique in New York City that will dress you and your cat in matching designer duds.
I'm sure the cats are blessed by that.
Now, dogs generally don't like to be dressed. I mean, we got a couple
cats
of dogs.
Cats will scratch your eyes out.
Well, that's what I was going to say. Do we know of any cats who really like to be... Because... dogs will put up with it. I mean, they'll tuck their tail and they'll look pitiful, and, you know, some of them do like it, but the vast majority don't. And I'm guessing 99% of cats don't like to be dressed because we don't see that very often, right? Puss in Boots is the only one, and hey, he got paid to, right? So, yeah. But anyway, there's this, you can get these duds. The company is called United Bamboo. They sell a collection of mini cat clothes inspired by the brand's ready-to-wear women's wear line. The kitty outfits are called Cat Club. Daily Mail says it contains 33 custom-made looks for your cat, including a raccoon fur-lined parka. Oh, yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. I could just see a cat wanting to put a fur-lined parka on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, by the way, it does cost. The outfits could run as high as $1,000 a piece.
Oh, my goodness.
Those are people who have more money than they have sense.
Yes.
I wish I was one of those people.
You'd be willing to give it a try.
I could be rich and stupid.
Okay,
I could go for that.
There you go. Okay, now... if you're looking for something to talk about during Christmas dinner, look no further than the twee in your living room. That's right. The jeans of the lavishly decorated Douglas fir twee are very old. Very old. New research has revealed that the genome of the conifers, which includes spruces and pines and firs has hardly changed since the dinosaurs walked the earth. Pretty much they got a good system and they stuck with it. Conifers and flowering plants diverged from common ancestry about 300 million years ago. And there are 400,000 different types of these flowering plants out there, but there's just 600 kinds of conifers. And what they've got is apparently some kind of a plumbing system that's really good. They have little parallel pipes that are single-celled wide, and that's what carries the water up the trunk and out to the leaves. Tracheas is what they're called. And they have 10 times as many of these little pipes as do flowering plants. That's the reason.
And we just got the one.
Yeah, that they're so healthy. Yeah, we just got that little one.
I have a question. Have you ever noticed that the dinosaurs died out right after flowering plants appeared on planet Earth?
No, I hadn't thought about that. Do you think it was allergies?
I don't know.
Oh.
Maybe.
Did pollen kill the dinosaurs? Yeah. What do you think? We'll have a focus group.
Happen.
Yeah, we'll have a focus group on that. Well, your allergist will tell you sometimes that can be bad. Hey, looks like all those BlackBerry fanatics out there, and you know who you are, who haven't been able to pry their cell phones out of their cold, dead hands.
No, no. Oh, my goodness. No.
Thank you, Mr. Heston.
Thank you. Yeah. Or try another brand. Well, the latest and greatest BlackBerry from Research in Motion, it says it could happen, like in a month maybe. RIM is reportedly going to roll out at least one, maybe two new smartphones that will unveil the latest operating system for the BlackBerry 10. That could happen on Wednesday, January the 30th. That's what they're telling us. CNET says one of the new phones is expected to be a full touchscreen device, while the other may be like its Bold line of devices. And if you have a BlackBerry, then you know what Bold means. The problem is you probably have to get up on some sort of a blog to be able to talk to somebody else who has a BlackBerry. But I can remember, one of the first people that I saw BlackBerry was Public Information Officer Jay Sokol.
Jay Sokol,
yeah.
And me too.
And I think that was when he was at the City of Bryan that he had that. And
mildly addicted to it.
Yeah, I think he called it his CrackBerry, as a matter of fact,
yep,
at the time. But, yeah, they're people who believed in him. It's just, like so many other things, technology moves on. And
they didn't.
See different things happening. So now, for black women in particular, having a good hair day is a big deal, so much so that nearly 40% of that group admit they avoid exercise because they don't want to mess up their hair.
Have you ever heard of sleeping sitting up in a chair so your hair's not messed up?
No. Now, God, I just wish I could use an excuse like I don't want to mess up my hair to not exercise, though. That's what I mean, they got going on for them right there.
I'm even worse off than you, buddy.
Yeah. The Journal Activities of Archives of Dermatology. Activities.
I like activities better.
Scrub your face. Right. Anyway, the Archives of Dermatology report on a small study of 103 black women surveyed outside a waiting room for an academic dermatology department. The women, between the ages of 21 and 60, ask 40 questions about their exercise frequency and reasons for working out or avoiding it. 39 of the women, and again, they did 103 of them, 39 of the women reported they avoided exercise at times because of their hair. All the respondents said they were concerned that exercise would cause them to sweat, okay? And as a result, the sweat could ruin their hairstyle. More than half the women surveyed exercise less than 75 minutes per week, and about 20% of them met the minimum exercise requirements, which is more than a quarter of them who reported no exercise at all. So there you go. I can't exercise because it'll mess up my hair. I like that.
It's a legitimate
concern.
Is it?
Okay. Did you used to?
It is now for Scott.
Yeah, that's right. Did you used to sleep sitting up, Kat? Is that what you were trying to tell us?
Oh, no. I've heard of sleeping sitting up. I've never done that for the preservation of my hair.
Okay.
But I have, I've considered, well, my hair is going to get sweaty and stringy if I exercise, so I better not exercise.
Better not
today.
Do that, yeah. Yeah. You could just put a rubber cap on over your head. And
good.
That. Yeah, that'd
because
work.
That won't make your hair
uh-huh,
crazy.
Extra nice. All right, so if you're looking for a way to ward off the inevitable holiday weight gain, because you will, you might want to check out Diets in Review's analysis of the top weight loss methods for 2012. Analyzing web traffic, the company followed hundreds of diet trends over the course of the year, and they have compiled their list of the most trafficked diet websites, okay?
Okay.
And again, because we never do 10, And they put 25 on there, but we're sure not going to do that. Number seven, Sensa. Sensa, that's a little shake-on stuff, okay?
Right.
Number six, Nutrisystem. Number five, the Pink Method. I don't know what that means.
I don't either, and I'm a girl, so okay. I can't help you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's the singer. Maybe she's got a method.
Maybe so.
Number four is HCG diet. Again, I have no idea.
Human growth hormone.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Yeah. Okay.
Lots of people. That's been pretty popular in the last year or
okay.
so.
Okay, I understand. Number three, Metafast. Number two, the 17-day diet. And number one is Weight Watchers. There you go. That's according to Diets in Review. Those would be your, they've reviewed them, and those are the most popular ones. Okay, University of Chicago has figured out the mysterious Indiana Jones package that arrived in its mailroom the other day.
This is fascinating to me.
It really is. Several days ago, the university announced it had gotten a replica of the journal from the film Raiders of the Lost Ark.
Wow!
And it was addressed to Henry Walter Jones Jr. That was the given name of Indiana Jones.
Wow!
Yeah, well, the craftsmanship of the journal, lots of maps and old photographs and all that, very impressive. A spokesperson for the school's admissions office said it contained photos of Harrison Ford during the filming of the movie. The school found out the journal was the work of a man from Guam, the school described as a prop replicator.
Wow!
That's what he does. I don't know how you make a living doing that, but
yeah,
still.
Yeah, I don't either.
Especially if you live in Guam. He makes these prop journal replicas, and then he sells them to people all over the world for somewhere in the neighborhood of about $200. Got to do a few of those, I would think. And I haven't seen it. But
that's a lot of work for just $200.
Right, have to be very labor-intensive. The item is now on its way to its new owner in Italy, along with a little extra street cred. The guy in Guam just received a letter from the Honolulu post office notifying him that the package contents had fallen out. Huh? Anyway, there we go. So that is that what you had heard, or did you hear anything more than that?
No, that's exactly what I heard. I thought that was really cool.
I can't imagine
opening up a box and going,
Wow, look at this.
And, say awesome.
Yeah, oh, of course, again, Raiders of the Lost Ark, great movie. Just one of
the.
Now,
if the soundtrack started, that would have been cool.
Yeah.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly healthcare coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
I'm almost out of holiday shopping time again, and with less time to finish and less holiday green in my wallet, thank goodness for Half Price Books. Half Price Books is full of amazing and unusual gifts for everyone on your list, from kids to grandparents. If you haven't visited Half Price Books lately, you'll be amazed at the selection of smart, thoughtful gifts. Great books on every subject imaginable, puzzles, games and toys, movies and music box sets, everything from the past to the future. Holiday shopping shouldn't be tedious when at Half Price Books it's a treasure hunt. Or send someone on their own shopping adventure. Buy a $25 Half Price Books gift card and get a $5 bonus card for someone really special to come back and use in January. You! So hurry to Half Price Books and get all your last-minute shopping wrapped up. On University, just off the bypass next to PetSmart and Michaels. Find out more at halfpricebooks.com.
Since 1978, more families have trusted UPA than any other pediatric practice in the Brazos Valley. With over 100 years of combined experience, the pediatric specialists at UPA are always ready to provide your family with the finest care available. Located just a block from the bypass next to the Med, UPA is open 7 days a week to make it easier for working families to get their children to the doctor. To learn more, click on upadocs.com or follow us on Facebook. UPA. Every child deserves a specialist.
You know, I mentioned I was in David Gardner's earlier this week, and this is such a great time. David is really excited about this time of year because he is getting to show people creations that they have been building over the last few weeks. And, you know, that's really kind of what it's all about. When you've been doing this for as long as David has, to be able to once again, over and over again, lots of times a day, see the look on somebody's face when they have designed something that's just exactly what they were looking for. And David Gardner's has been doing that again for a long, long time. Now, doesn't have to just have been built and designed recently at David Gardner's. It could be something from David, or it could be from the other jewelry designers that he represents, Roberto Coin, David Yerman, Grimonci, and any of them. The same response, hey, this is just what I wanted. And that is kind of what it's all about for the folks at David Gardner's this time of year. So go in there with confidence, knowing that you're going to be able to find something that will fit just what you would like to have. And, you know, they wrap that up in that David Gardner gold paper, and you are ready to go. So stop in and see them. And remember, they're open next Monday. Yes, they are. Normally, they're closed on Mondays during the year, but not this time of year. Authorized Rolex dealer as well, and do Rolex service after the sale. That's David Gardner's, 911 University Drive.
The Aggie Report is next.
Texas Mutual Insurance Company salutes the offensive lineman. Oh, it's not the most glamorous position on the field. You don't make the highlight reel or get your name in the paper. But you provide something no successful team can do without. Protection. We know. We've been protecting Texas companies with workers' comp coverage for over 20 years. So here's to you, linemen. You keep hanging in there and taking care of business. We'll do the same. Come see us at TexasMutual.com.
Texas A&M basketball team had a 39-25 halftime lead, then had to hold on a little bit in the second half to get a win over sister school Texas A&M Corpus Christi at Reed Arena on Tuesday night. The Aggies win it by a final score of 66-54. A&M would put three players in double figures, led by Fabian Harris, who had 17. Fabian was 3 of 4 from the three-point line. Elston Turner had 14. He goes 4 of 7 from the three-point line. And then finally 12 points from Ray Turner, who also had 9 rebounds in the game for Texas A&M. For the night, Aggie shot 52.9%, limiting A&M Corpus Christi to 32.8. Aggies next at home on Saturday, 3 o'clock game against Southern. Remember, too, that we've got half-price holiday hoops on all of our games for men's basketball through the Arkansas game, which starts SEC play in January. Again, the final score last night at Reed Arena was Texas A&M 66, Texas A&M Corpus Christi 54. The Aggies now 8-2 after 10 games. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
Saving money is hard today for every family. If you have questions about saving money on your mortgage, that's easy. Call me, Debbie Davis, with Network Funding. Since 1998, I have been financing and refinancing homes all over the state of Texas. Nights or weekends, phone or email. I promise to answer your questions and get you the best interest rates. VA, FHA, conventional, first-time home buyers, investment loans for rental properties. You can feel safe when you call me, Debbie Davis, at 979-220-3018. National Mortgage License Number 200790.
The best new ATVs and side-by-sides of 2013 have arrived. They're at Polaris Fun Center right now, just in time for the Polaris Holiday Sales Event. At Polaris Fun Center, you can get financing as low as 2.99% on any Polaris ATV or side-by-side, plus up to $1,000 in rebates on select models. Shop the powerful Rangers for both work and play, or the razor-sharp Razors for outdoor adventures at Polaris Fun Center on Texas Avenue, where they sell fun, not tractors.
WTW News Time is 8:30 at 69 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Two local high schools will be represented during college football bowl season. College Station ISD spokesman Chuck Glenwinkle says Consolidated High School senior Jay Hun Roo is part of the band performing at the All-American Bowl in San Antonio.
They recognize the top 125 high school senior marching musicians and color guard members from across the country, so a big honor for Mr. Roo.
And the Rudder High School Rangerettes drill team is headed to the Cotton Bowl. Head coach Jeanette Holmes says the invitation is based on more than just their on-field performance.
Not only do they dance well, they hustle when their director tells them they do. They say their yes ma'ams when their director tells them to get in line. They are quiet when we're giving them instruction. And so the dedication part that they see, they want to give you that recognition because of that.
The team leaves January 2nd and will be on the field for pregame and halftime activities. As the name implies, the Volunteer Brian program offers you the opportunity to assist the public in a variety of areas. Assistant City Secretary Cynthia Bowman says you can contact her or go to the city's website, bryantx.gov, and click on the Volunteer Brian link.
There we have a list of positions and also descriptions of each position.
Okay.
They can fill out an application if they're interested in any of those, or they can simply call me at 979-209-5002, and I'd be happy to talk to them about any position.
Bowman says the most popular spots are the libraries and the municipal golf course. A three-hour discussion at College Station's last city council meeting covered funding and growth management in the medical district. Place 4 City Councilman John Nichols says the council's job is to protect and enhance the property values of citizens and landowners, and the new tax increment financing zones will help accomplish that.
It was a very good discussion. Every councilman had questions. Every council person had an opportunity to express their views. We did not vote on the management district parts of that, but we did vote and approve the tax increment financing components. I think those are appropriate ways to address this growth and management and development of that region of the city.
Nichols says tax increment financing zones haven't been used in College Station much in the past, but if they are managed properly, they'll provide the funding up front to get the development moving. The renewed drought has prompted state officials to start restricting consumption of surface water produced in the Brazos River Basin. A letter from the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality does not yet apply to municipal users that include the Welborn Utility District, but District Manager Stephen Cass says without ample rain over the winter, it could happen next summer.
The Brazos River Basin is very large, and you know the water would need to fall north of us to recharge the Lake Limestone and then the other reservoirs they have within their basin. So a lot of the recharging happens even north of Waco. So all of that area is important to the River Authority and to the river system to make sure it has adequate water for the dry months.
About half the water used by the Welborn District's 6,500 customers comes down the Navasota River from Lake Limestone. Cass says during the drought the summer before last, customers voluntarily conserved enough water to avoid mandatory cutbacks. As part of his first session, District 12 Representative Kyle Cassell says it's important to jump right in to assist even the small communities with struggles that are important to them, especially concerning water. Cassell says the dispute over water rights is a critical issue, particularly in Cossey, Waco, and Marlin.
Our game and our program starts on January 9th. We've got to get busy to help those folks so they have water. As long as we're trying to make sure we hydrate Texas and make sure everybody has a right to water that they can afford. I mean, there's no question it's a commodity, but it's not a commodity that we can bend somebody over backwards. People need water.
Cassell says these first few months are an opportune time to concentrate on water problems while questions concerning education, another major issue, are tied up in the courts. No one was hurt during an armed robbery in College Station early yesterday morning. Suspect description information is online at WTAW.com. Police say an undisclosed amount of cash was taken from a 19-year-old victim held up at gunpoint. This was in the parking lot near Western Beverages off Longmire south of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. And a single vehicle crash left a motorist dead this morning in Grimes County. The crash, which is still under investigation, took place around 3 on State Highway 30 east of FM 2620, just west of the Walker County line. WTAW News Time is 8:35 at 69 degrees. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it 24 hours a day at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Every year, we have a tendency to break our New Year's resolutions. So this year, make one you'll actually want to keep. Introducing the BMW Happier New Year event. From right now until January 2nd, get a holiday credit of up to $3,500 on select new BMW models, so you can make a resolution to have a driving experience like no other. Visit your local BMW center today.
Visit Garland Shelton BMW. See them on the web at garlandsheltonbmw.com.
This is the Bible Minute, brought to you by the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station. Have you ever studied the lists or catalogs of sins within the Bible? There are a number of such lists. Romans chapter 1, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, Galatians chapter 5. The point is this: you need to study these lists and the terms found therein. It is critically important. In fact, after listing 17 specific sins, Galatians 5:21 concludes that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Yes, studying and understanding such lists does matter. Come study with us today. The Bible Minute is brought to you as a work of the BCS Church of Christ. Learn more about the BCS Church of Christ, located on Highway 30 in College Station, Texas, at our website, www.bcschurchofchrist.com. That is bcschurchofchrist.com. Thanks for listening to the Bible Minute.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hey, it's the weather at 8:37. Brought to you this morning by Brazos Valley Recycling. A simple choice, a huge impact. Check them out today. BrazosValleyRecycling.com. Kind of weird weather because it's going to be warm again today. Yesterday got to be, you know, close to 80 degrees out there, and we're going to do about the same thing for today. There is a 30% chance of rain, and going to have winds up there gusting up to about 25 miles an hour. Tonight, 47 with a 30% chance of rain. Tomorrow, winds up to about 35 miles an hour. It'll be out of the north. Don't wear a short-sleeve shirt. Probably won't be pleasant. Tomorrow night, our low is 29 degrees. Then we're up to 60 on Friday. We're up to 63 on Saturday. Back up to 72 on Sunday. Nearly perfect weather. And right now, winds are out of the south at 13. Humidity is 93%. We have overcast skies, and it's 67.
By Monday, we're all going to be so sick.
And
up, down, up, down, up, down.
All this
down.
back and forth. Yeah, never know. So Hasbro has announced that it will start making gender-neutral easy-bake ovens.
Saw that after a petition.
I saw that too, but you know, sometimes instead of petitioning some other company, you just paint it whatever color you want at your own house.
Krylon will do that for you. You know, it really, really will.
Yes,
get
it
some
will.
Spray paint and some blue tape.
Yeah,
that
I'm just
be a problem.
You know, they're going to do it. You have to understand that
it's not some corporation's responsibility
right.
to do
no,
just
you're
your personal
exactly right.
taste.
You're dead on, and. To change a manufacturing process is not necessarily easy or inexpensive. If you've ever bought a can of green beans with no salt, you ever notice how it's more expensive than the other one? Got to change the process. They can't do it the same way that they do others. So don't know how much trouble it is, and okay, they've responded, so there. Go buy the Easy Bake Ovens now. All right, here you go. The holidays can be stressful. What can you do to ease the pressure? Self Magazine has a suggestion for you.
What is it? I need it.
All right, every day of the week. Every day. I got one for every day of the week. On Monday, walk around your neighborhood. See all the little twinkling lights, you know, just go out there. Or just 20 minutes in exercise during the day is okay, too. Tuesday, drop a few coins in the Salvation Army bucket. That makes you feel good because that triggers your reward circuit in your brain, okay? While we're mentioning that, the American Legion will be ringing the bell over at Sam's, I think, this morning, starting at 10 o'clock.
Oh, cool.
And you may know some people who have done that. I understand there's a Division I college football coach who spent a little time ringing the bell the other day. Saw a guy that I know ringing the bell the other day.
No
too.
Kidding.
Yep. So just people around doing it. One of the other things in talking to somebody about this is when organizations do it, sometimes they put their organizational sign out there by the bell so that you know they are representing a group, which is not a bad thing. Because you may decide, hey, I want to do that in support of that group as
well. A little
well.
Free course, pub, why not?
Yeah, money goes to the Salvation Army, of course. Wednesday, here you go. Eat the sweets. And that's what today is, right? Everywhere you go, don't beat yourself up. On the bright side, just a cookie, a sugar cookie. It can't hurt you. You know, most cookies have less sugar in it than a bowl of some of your cereal.
Yeah,
that
they
you
do.
Eat. So, you know, go do that. Go have a good time. Thursday, breathe. Well, yeah. No. What it says is inhale for 4 seconds and release for 8.
What is this, Lamaze?
Well, no, just it gets all that gets all that bad air out of your lungs, you know? Yeah, right.
My best Bill Cosby.
No, really, yeah. Try it when you're uncomfortable, for instance, in some social setting, too. Look for a parking spot or, you know, get behind somebody and just kind of...
behind somebody?
Yeah, and just, you know, hide out and do that. Right.
That's just so creepy.
Well, I mean, you don't do it in their ear, turn around behind, you know.
What if I come up behind you today?
Well, could be pretty weird. It would be pretty weird. On Friday, take it all in. Yep. Baking for 20 of your closest friends can be stressful, but remember, lick the batter, smell the yumminess, and just kind of enjoy yourself.
Just do it after you're done.
Not in the middle of. Saturday, sample those delicious lotions at the mall. Lavender can be very soothing. Okay? And the appeasing scent can make you feel relaxed. And then Sunday, just take it easy. That's right. Take it easy. Everything will be just fine. Of course, you ought to feel that way anyway every day, but just fine. All right, here you go. An Iowa couple that won $202 million in Powerball back in September. They are giving $3 million to the local high school to build a new football stadium. One catch. The visitor's locker room has to be pink. Mary Losha tells the Des Moines Register, I was sort of half joking and half not, I suppose, but they said they'll do it. The University of Iowa famously has a similar locker room, messing with their opponents' heads is the main goal. She's a fan of the IU Hawkeyes, and so as a result, and her son plays for the high school football team, so as a result, there you go. Gonna mess with their heads a little bit, see how that all works out for them. Okay, so a man shot and killed three people at a home in Colorado yesterday and then killed himself. And we're going to, you know, there's going to be national attention because of what has gone on in Colorado. Now, what's interesting is, according to a May report by a company called the Violence Policy Center, Colorado is one of 10 states where gun deaths outpaced motor vehicle deaths in 2009. Those are the most current numbers they have.
Wow.
Now, but, you know, let's think about the numbers, too. And again, that's the reason this report seeing its light of day right now. Now, the Violence Policy is a pro-gun control organization, I will tell you this. But these are the places where more people have died from guns than from car accidents. It's Alaska, Arizona, Colorado, Indiana, Michigan, Nevada, Oregon, Utah, Virginia, and Washington. Now, Texas would never be in this. California would never be in this. And the reason is because the number of roads we've got, obviously, that the chances are that you're going to have more fatalities on cars. And the other thing that's pretty interesting is, I mean, while that catches your attention, understand that motor vehicle deaths have dropped pretty dramatically in about the last 5 years. Lots of efforts to, you know, get people to be more safe on the roads. Cars are safer. So you got to be careful when you hear a statistic to understand some of the things behind it. But again, in this atmosphere that we are in right now, you know that they're going to talk guns a lot, and Bill Flores, you know, spoke to that this morning. Speaking of Bill Flores, we did not mention, failed to mention in the conversation we had with him, that he's going to have a kind of a telephone town hall meeting tonight that you can listen into. If you'll go to his website, flores.house.gov, I believe. But anyway, you can find it. And if you want to be a part of that and take part in the teleconference that he's having, that'll happen tonight, and the details are there on his website. All right, let's see what else we got. Okay, here we go. The top five mean celebrities in Hollywood.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah, the top five mean celebrities in Hollywood. Number five, Katherine Heigl. Number four, Alec Baldwin. Number three, Cameron Diaz.
Diaz.
Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Sorry. Number two, Christina Aguilera. Yeah, her too. And number one, meanest celebrity, according to Star Magazine, Dr. Phil.
No kidding.
Dr. Phil's appeal. Yeah.
Merry Christmas, President Kelly. Mike Vivaldi here with Team of Navasota. People are always asking me, when is the best time of the year to buy a new vehicle? Well, the time is now. 2012s, they got to go. We have 0% available, huge rebates, and we have over 500 vehicles on the lot. Whether you're in the market for a new Ford, a Chevrolet, or a Dodge, Team of Navasota has your vehicle. Thank you for making us one of the fastest growing dealerships in Texas. Check out our giant inventory at teamofnavasota.com. And to you and your family, hope you have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Brenham National Bank offers practical solutions for your financial requirements. Whether you need money for real estate, a new car, or to grow your business, our experienced team of bankers can react quickly to the many opportunities that you encounter in life. As a local bank, we can provide answers promptly without waiting for approvals from other locations. Whatever your banking needs may be, Brenham National Bank wants to be your bank. Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
This year, Galleria Day Spa takes pride in bringing you the customs of Christmas on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Find out traditional definitions of the Christmas season, the origins of many of our Christmas customs, and what makes them so special. Keep listening for the Customs of Christmas, brought to you three times daily by Galleria Day Spa. Voted best of the Brazos for 7 years and counting, only on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:47 at Brazos Valley. We've already done the weather. We don't have to do that now. All right, here we go. Last year, a scientist cracked the mystery of how Santa, able to manage his gift delivery feats, uses futuristic technology. This year, some hardworking, dedicated scientists have finally revealed an explanation for why Rudolph's nose is red.
They're like gin blossoms.
Yeah. Are they?
What's a gin blossom?
Well, it's the name of a band, but
yeah,
it's when you have too much to drink and your cheeks get very rosy.
Those
are called gin blossoms.
See, if you'll recall the legend, Rudolph was a bit of an outcast because of the bright and shiny red nose. But a collection of Dutch scientists contributed to a paper called Microcirculatory Investigations of the Nasal Mucosa in Reindeer.
What did they say? He has rosacea or something?
Well, his nose is overheated. It's overheated. The exceptional physical burden of flying with a sleigh and having Santa, who's fat and he's got this heavy load, it could, in fact, cause cerebral and bodily hypothermia, resulting in an overworked nasal cooling mechanism that would resemble kind of your car's radiator when it gets overheated. So Rudolph may be suffering from hypothermia of the nasal mucosa.
Huh.
Uh-huh.
I thought it was just magic.
No.
Because Santa.
That's right. And all that gear he's got there. So there you go.
Oh.
Anyway, 8:48. A peek behind the curtain. You know, yesterday Kat asked me something and I didn't have the answer. So diligent as I am, I came up with the answer because she asked me, who are the top 30 Jewish musicians?
What? I was going to say, I don't remember asking you anything
you don't really know.
You know
it all. Greenbaum has got to be in there, and Neil Diamond.
Yeah, well, matter of fact, Neil Diamond's number two.
What about Bob Dylan?
Who'd you say was number one?
No, I didn't say number one. On the list, it's got to be Norman Greenbaum.
No, Norman didn't make the list.
Really?
Yeah, and he's still alive, but you're right, Bob Dylan's on there, too.
And Barbara Streisand.
Yep, she's number three.
I think Weird Al might have some Jewish roots.
Yeah, they didn't have him in here. So this isn't the whole list, but these are some people. Lenny Kravitz, Mark Knopfler, Bob Dylan, Carole King, David Lee Roth, Herb Alpert. Yeah, it's not Jewish. Carly Simon, Paul Simon, Helen Reddy, Michael Bolton. I didn't know he was Jewish either. Neil Sedaka, Paula Abdul, Barry Manilow, Barbara Streisand, Neil Diamond, and number one is Billy Joel. Billy Joel is number one.
So. I don't think I knew he was Jewish either. Yeah, he was Catholic.
Yeah, yeah, didn't know Paula Abdul was Jewish.
No, he just sang songs about Catholics.
Okay.
You Catholic girls start much too late, remember? Yeah, okay. Only
Sorry.
The good young. That's all right. So anyway, there you are, because I knew that you wanted to know that.
Well, thank you so much.
Scott
I
was
really,
really
appreciate
bored
it.
Yesterday.
Yeah. So a lucky guy in Manhattan got to chow down on the Rolling Stones leftovers last weekend.
Oh, goody.
Yeah, New York Post reports that Keith Richards, Ronnie Wood, Mick Jagger, and their families popped into a place called Elio's on Friday, had lots of extra food. Bystanders say one of Keith's daughters asked a man in a wheelchair outside if he was hungry and handed over a big old bag of gourmet goodies. So there you go.
That's cool.
Yes, yeah, nice guys. George Hamilton, you know him, right?
Mr. Tan?
Yes, Mr. Beauty Secrets. He says that he puts pure aloe vera on his face every day.
Every day?
Every day.
What does that do for him?
Well, I don't know. I guess it makes him look like he does now. But also, it may well be some other things. Spies in Canada claim that he's been splurging on vitamin injections while performing across the border. Vitamin injections?
Uh-huh.
Gross.
Again, all for youth. We talked yesterday. I didn't know who Kate Upton was, and you told us, Kevin, who she was. TMZ says...
I sort of remembered.
That's it. Kate Upton was just in Antarctica doing a secret shoot for Sports Illustrated. I mean, she's in her bikini at 35 degrees below zero. A bikini! They say that she boarded a private 10-day cruise from Argentina down south a couple of weeks ago for the shoot. The behind-the-scenes pictures show Kate posing in a white bikini while surrounded with people wearing fur coats who had on more clothes and had more sense. She's also shown hugging some dude dressed like a giant Oreo. I don't know. No idea what that's about. Apparently, she's bearing her bikini bod for just a few minutes at a time in the super frigid cold air. Yeah, I would guess so. Rest of the time, she had on a big old huge coat. So, not bad. So, authorities in Idaho are on the lookout for a suspect with an unusual mask. Northwest Cable News reports a man robbed a gas station wearing a teal-colored ski mask with a duck face on it.
Weird.
Now, how are they going to take you seriously if you're wearing a teal-covered ski mask with a duck face on it?
Oh, wait, is that Perry the Platypus?
I don't
know. He's got a duck-looking face, and he's teal.
Yeah, you're right.
I have no idea.
That's probably what it was.
Who is that?
It's from Phineas and Ferb.
Oh, of course. I've heard of that. That's a strange show, isn't it?
I love it.
It's fun.
Of all the dumb cartoons I have to watch.
Yeah. That's the one, huh?
I'm okay with that one.
Okay. The man left the store with an undisclosed amount of cash. Initially, officers thought the guy would be easy to find because of this mask that everybody seemed to remember. The deputy sheriff said it was a teal-colored mask with a distinct face. Somebody might recognize him. Unfortunately, officers found the mask a short time later, discarded on the side of the road, reportedly making the investigation a little more difficult. Police are now reaching out to the public for help in case anybody knows the guy who once owned a duck face mask, but has since been lost, so not sure. And I wish I knew the rest of this story, but we'll just tell you what we have in Great Britain. A father faces jail after admitting to biting off another man's finger at the school nativity play.
Nativity?
Don't you kind of wish you knew?
Yes.
Tip of the victim's pinky on his left hand is gone. The two men apparently had what you would call an ongoing feud.
You think?
At the nativity play. I mean, you really had to do it there, where your kid or kids probably were. The two men apparently, the relationship, having to do with a relationship, one dating the other man's ex-wife. So stay away from my wife or I'll bite your finger off or something.
Hey, if you like to sew and your sewing machine is just not working correctly or it's running slow and you can't get your projects finished, then you need to come see us at Sovac City. At Sovac City, we have a full-service repair department and we can make your sewing machine run like new again. Our service department is trained on all machines, including the new computer sewing machines and even the commercial multi-needle embroidery machines. We now have two locations to serve you. Sovac City and College Station in front of HEB are our new warehouse showroom location at 700 South Bryan Avenue in downtown Bryan. Sovac City and College Station and now in Bryan. Come on down and see us.
Join Riviera Salon and Day Spa to give back this holiday season. With your help, Riviera is giving spa services to the girls at Still Creek Boys and Girls Ranch. You can sponsor one of the ornaments in the Riviera lobby. Each ornament will be delivered to Still Creek Ranch, and tucked inside is a certificate for a trip to Riviera for a spa service. Everyone deserves to be pampered, so share the fun with Still Creek Ranch. To participate, stop by Riviera Salon and Day Spa across from the new Scott and White Hospital or call 693-0350. That's 693-0350.
Hi, I'm Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley. Let me tell you about a client that came in my office the other day. This young lady was going through a divorce, and she was very nervous and upset about it. So I comforted her by telling her that my primary goal for my clients is to get them through the divorce procedure in the shortest period of time with the least amount of legal fees and the least amount of pain. Now, I don't have control over those three areas, but by the time I talked to her and told her that my job was to represent her and make sure all of her rights are protected in the divorce procedure, she felt a lot better about it. So, if you're looking for an understanding attorney, call Cletus Cowboy Davis, one of the more mature lawyers in the Brazos Valley.
Contact Cletus Cowboy Davis at 779-7200. That's 779-7200. Or visit Family and EstateLaw.com.
Hi, Todd.
Oh, hey, Samantha.
Do you want to be my boyfriend?
Oh, sure. Wow, I'd love to.
Great. Now give me your Subway steak melt.
My melt?
Yeah, I'm your girlfriend now.
I don't think this is working out.
Get your own Subway steak melt, like the tender, juicy steak and bacon melt, or the succulent, smoky chipotle steak and cheese. Get yours today. Subway, eat fresh. December is Customer Appreciation Month at Subway Restaurants. So we're thanking our customers for being such big fans with $2 6-inch subs. The Cold Cut Combo or Meatball Marinara. That's right. The crowd-pleasing Cold Cut Combo or Meatball Marinara are $2 each for a 6-inch sub. Only in December. Appreciation tastes amazing. So get these two subs made fresh for you for $2 each. Saying thanks is a great deal, so hurry in. Subway. Eat fresh.
Prices and participation may vary. Limited time only. Plus tax for applicable prices. I run less than Hawaii. Additional charges for extras.
Hey, News Talk 1620 WTAW. It's about 3 minutes till. Remember Sean Hayes? He played Jack McFarlane on the NBC sitcom Will and Grace. I don't know if you watched that or not. Well, he's now a game show producer. And he's going to do an hour-long game show called Hollywood Game Night, based on game nights he used to have when he was at his house. On the TV version, contestants will get dropped into a Hollywood cocktail party at which they'll mingle with celebrities and, of course, compete at various games to win prizes. No word on how the celebrities will be picked.
That sounds kind of fun.
Yeah. It sounds a whole lot like Hollywood Squares.
Uh-huh, yeah, or a place for D-listers. So lots of talk about NBC planning a new Tonight Show host when Jay Leno's contract is up.
I saw that.
Jimmy Fallon could be the one who gets that dig. We'll see. Jay Leno's 62 years old, retires or can't agree to terms when he's 64, then he's out, and we'll see. Over at ABC, Jimmy Kimmel getting ready for a new year and his move to 1035 with a list of superstar guests to pull out all the stops. Jamie Foxx, Mark Wahlberg. Oh, the two of the Kardashians.
Oh, goody.
Sure, I'd want to be there for that. So see how all that works out. Let's see.
Don't get their hopes up, Scott.
No, I wouldn't. Entertainment Weekly says next season's HBO Game of Thrones will have a supersized episode running about 5 minutes longer than usual. They normally produce them between 50 and 60 minutes. Premieres March the 31st, if you care. TV shows from last week, the top three, because we never do 10. Number three is The Big Bang Theory. Number two is NCIS. And number one was 60 Minutes. Oh, so, you know, we talked about the piano that they played in Casablanca.
Yeah.
Leonardo DiCaprio bought that puppy.
Are you serious?
He did. He paid $602,000 for it.
Well, I guess he's a sentimental kind of guy.
I guess so. He's a guy who's got some money. Speaking of DiCaprio and My Little Dinghy, you know, My Little Dinghy, I think... did premiere maybe about this time of year? Maybe today was the day.
I think that's about
happened.
Right.
Yeah. In 1843, A Christmas Carol. You may have heard of that before. A guy named Dickens apparently wrote it. First published in England in 1843. 1975, C.W. McCall, real name Bill Freeze, advertising executive and storyteller, earned a gold record for his novelty hit, Convoy. If I hear it again, I'm going to scratch my eyes.
See, if you'd have told me, I could have got a little snippet.
No, it's okay, because you're in the same situation I was. You're a disc jockey then, and people catch on to it about the time you're sick of it. Hey, can you play Convoy again? Yeah. I hadn't heard Convoy in 17 minutes. And so as a result, we hear it about 87 different times that other people don't. And finally, in 1995, two bandits decided,